Brendan Knoll has done everything you could ask. He has eaten up a lot of innings. He is making his 13th appearance, his 11th start. 46 2/3, 19 runs, 17 earned. He's given up only 44 hits in those 46 2/3. 35 strikeouts to 14 walks. Against Williamsport, he pitched against them last Sunday as he went head-to-head with Matt Gilbertson in a game the Spikes won. He went 5 1/3, 7 hits, 2 runs, both earned, struck out 3, did not walk a batter. He matched Gilbertson pitch for pitch in that game, ended up with a no decision. Brendan with a 1-2 record, 3.28 ERA. And again with the 35 strikeouts to the mere 14 walks at this point. And it's been incredible. His dependability, along with that of Jared Kengott, has been outstanding. And opposing hitters are batting .238 against Brendan this year. Not on the cap, I thought Joe Battaglia did a good job of steadying the ship last night. Jason Summers, though, was outstanding. 5 2/3 in relief, 3 hits, 1 run, struck out 7, did not walk a batter, Joe. And the reason the Spikes today are at normal strength in the bullpen is because of that gutsy performance right there.
And what a job that Jason Summers did. Wouldn't be surprised to see him in the rotation before too long.
Sergeant Bob's in our rotation. He's getting ready for the national anthem.
We honor our great nation with the singing of our national anthem. Performing the anthem this afternoon, please welcome Sergeant Bob.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Ladies and gentlemen, Sergeant Bob.
And let's get ready for the America's Carpet Outlet opening pitch in a moment on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The reason I got into medicine is because of my curiosity to understand what health is. A combination of physical, mental, emotional, and social well-being. The role of family, community, and society in one's health is also something that always interests me.
At Penn State Health Medical Group, family medicine doctor Madhvi Singh tells of teaching, caring for, and learning from her patients.
What brought me to Penn State Health is, apart from caring patients, I have an opportunity to be able to teach medical students and residents, watching the students see every intricate part of health. I love taking care of my patients. They inspire me. They are always very kind to me, and it gives me an opportunity to learn from them.
Penn State Health Medical Group offers family medicine at 4 convenient locations in State College. Call 814-235-2480 to make an appointment.
Afternoon baseball on this Sunday here at Medlar Field, Lombrano Park. Spikes begin today one game back of West Virginia. In the second half standings, with Williamsport 2 games back, as these two teams, along with Frederick in reality, are the 3 vying to play West Virginia in the championship game, which will be September 6th in Morgantown on that Tuesday night. Brendan Knoll on the mound, Josh Madol at first, Marcus Page at second, Brody Perks at short, Nick Guile at third. It is Dawson Bailey in left, Trent Taylor in center, John Meade in right with Luis Aviles behind the plates. Taylor Jackson to the plate. He went 2-for-4 last night. Both of his singles were in the first inning when they sent 11 to the plate and scored 6 runs in their 8-4 win last night. And the opening pitch of the game is brought to you by our good friends at America's Carpet Outlet, your locally owned flooring provider located on North Atherton Street in State College for over 25 great years. Remember that America's Carpet Outlet is ACO. First pitch, high and tight for a ball, 1 ball and no strikes. 70 degrees at game time today. Jesse Litch, the manager down at third, Ron Parrott in at first. Noel delivers, high and tight at the letters to the right-handed hitting Jackson. 2-0. He's hitting 247 now with a home run and 10 knocked in. Jackson also knocked in a run last night in that first inning. And curveball on the inside corner for strike. It is 2-1. Noel pitched 7 days ago at Bowman Field, going 5 1/3, 7 hits, just 2 runs. Struck out 3, did not walk a batter. On the ground to third, Guile has it. Fires to first, right on the money, 1 gone. Connor Denning to the plate. Denning, 0-for-4 last night with a run scored and a stolen base. Denning is 0-for-8 in the series with 2 runs scored. He'll bat from the left side. Denning against Noel here. Denning all told hitting 227 now. Leads the team with 5 home runs at 17 knocked in and takes a strike. It's 0-1. Noel has had a propensity of getting ahead of hitters as the season has gone. Brendan Deals. Swing and a miss. Lower half of the zone, it's 0-2. Noel will work from that windup, but Denning hitting from the left side. Guile is off the line at third. Bailey is shallow and left, practicing his own swing, by the way. Taylor deep in center. The pitch, that's fouled into the Williamsport dugout where it pinballs its way around and finally settles. Still 0-2. On this 70-degree Sunday afternoon, the wind is under 5 miles an hour, probably about 2 or 3 miles per hour, and blowing slightly to left. Right now, the sun is out. The lights are not on. Noel with an 0-2 count winds and brings it. Down low, it's 1-2. That was in the dirt, so Luis Aviles wants a new baseball. Cody Kogan behind the plate. Jesse West down at first. And Keith Lepianco is down at third. Our umpires for today. Crew's done a great job in this series. 1-2. Outside and low for a ball. 2-2 the count. Denning has been trying to fight his way through a slump of late. He's had some big games against the Spikes, but in the last couple of weeks it's slowed down. The pitch. That's on the ground to short. Perks charges. Brody sidearm to first in time. 2 gone. A guy that has broken out of his slump in a big way is Travis Holt. I was kidding Holt and Harris as they were walking by in the pregame, and I said, the dynamic duo there all season long, Holt and Harris. Holt was 4-for-5 last night. Scored 2 runs. He knocked in a run. He is 5-for-8 in the series. Noel has to deal with him. Holt had been in a slump until the last couple of games, and he's broken out in a big way. He started to break out at Trenton. He's got that average in the second half now up to 300 with a home run and 12 knocked in. And Noel delivers, low and outside for a ball. 1-1 the count. Holt has played there all season. So his season totals are 293 with a home run, 20 knocked in with 8 doubles, 5 triples. There's a strike in the outer edge. It's 1-2. When State College played at Williamsport last weekend, Holt was in a slump and he went 0 for 12 in the series. This weekend, different story. 1-2. Outside, 2-2. Spikes wearing their red jerseys today. Gold trim. State College across the front, white pants, and the blue stripe down the side wearing the blue caps. 2-2. Low and outside, it's 3-2. Cutters wearing their road grays with the faux cutoff red sleeves. Red stripe down the side, and they're wearing their blue caps. Excuse me, they're wearing their red caps today. And 3-2. On the ground to third. Big hop for Guile. Long throw to first in time. Three ground ball outs, and the inning is over. Nothing across on the top of the first. State College coming to bat on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
I grew up in rural Minnesota, always had an interest in helping people. I spent 4 years in the military after residency, stationed in Naval Hospital Beaufort, South Carolina, taking care of Marine Corps recruits at Parris Island, and to be able to take care of them was really an honor.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, they're inspired to care for you like a member of the family. Orthopedic surgeon Dr. Paul Harakoff shares that sense of purpose.
I enjoy being part of a team that makes a difference. You know, we have a great staff at Penn State Sports Medicine. Our nurses, our medical assistants, our physical therapists, everybody is there to make our patients better. And it doesn't matter where you are, where you're from, how much money you have, what your job is, you're going to get treated with respect, and we're going to do the best thing we can to make you better. And that's a great feeling when you come home at the end of the day.
Penn State Sports Medicine welcomes new patients of any age or activity level. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Cavarilla Furniture, always the best seat in the house. Maybe that's because we're Center County's oldest locally owned furniture store. We've been your source for stylish, on-trend home furnishings since 1952. Always the name brands and quality you can trust. Always the best room makeovers and in-home design team. Always the best finance offers. And always the best price every day. Guaranteed. Cavarilla Furniture in Bellefonte. Always the best seat in the house. Play ball.
Nick Meyer to the mound for the Cutters. He last pitched against the Spikes 19 days ago back on August the 2nd. He was outstanding in that game against State College. As he struck out 11, he walked only one in six and a third, giving up three hits and no runs. As the Cutters won it that night in Williamsport 7-1, as Meyer went against Brendan Nolan that particular day. Different day. Let's see what the Spikes do with him. We mentioned that Meyer has done a great job overall, hasn't pitched against them in 19 days. Defensively, they'll have Mize at first, Hall at second, Holt at short. Harris is at third. Hussey in left, Jackson in center, Denning in right, and Hundley behind the plate. Meyer 4-2, 3.45 ERA, eighth appearance, seventh start. 31 and a third, 29 hits, 12 runs, all earned. He has struck out 39, walked 11. Opposing hitters 242 against him. Dawson Bailey will lead it off. Did not play last night. 1-for-5 on Friday night, inning 255. No home runs, 10 knocked in. Leads the league in doubles with 10. Eighth in the league with 19 runs scored. And Meyer delivers. It's down low for a ball, one ball and no strikes. Harris opens up even to the bag at third. Meyer stares in to Hundley and delivers. On the ground to short, it is Holt who gobbles it up. Throws in time, one gone. So nothing but ground balls here so far. And Marcus Page to the plate. Did not play in last night's game. Went 0 for 3 Friday night with two walks. He's hitting 305 with three home runs, 12 knocked in, six doubles, and a triple. He is sixth in the league in home runs with three. He is third in the league in slugging percentage at 593. Meyer delivers way up top. One ball and no strikes the count. Trent Taylor on deck. Then it's Reller, Avilas, Guile, bottom third, Meade, Madole, and Perks. 1-0. That's outside, 2-0. Fastball that time. Play Page straight away in the outfield and deep all the way around. Meyer delivers. Hit in the air, right center field. Denning tracking it. Right fielder's there and puts it away. Two gone. Trent Taylor, 19-game hitting streak. He's got that average up to 370 now. No home runs with 17 knocked in with 7 doubles, a league-leading 3 triples, 21 runs scored. That's good for 4th in the league. He's 3rd in the league in hits with 35. He also has 10 stolen bases. 19-game inning streak. All he did was go 3-for-4 last night. And he's 5-for-9 in the series. First pitch to Taylor. Checked it. He went around on that one. It's 0-1. Scoreless here in the bottom of the first. Wasn't the same story last night when the Cutters scored 6 in the first. And it held up all night long. They won 8-4. 0-1 on Taylor. And the pitch. Hit in the air, foul, first base side, clears the roof of the Geisinger Champions Club and out of play. It's 0-2. Up on the scoreboard, if you're here in the ballpark and you're looking up and you're saying, he said 370. My numbers include every game he's played with the Spikes. All the numbers on the scoreboard are from the second half of the season. He joined the club before the All-Star break. Swing and a miss, strike 3. A rare strikeout for Trent Taylor, and the Spikes go in order in the first. 0-1, scoreless on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Let's go, Spikes. College Township is proud to be the home of the Spikes. Before or after the game, be sure to check out all that College Township has to offer. From Millbrook Marsh and Spring Creek Park to Mount Nittany and the Village of Lamont. Shop and dine in one of our many fine establishments. And remember to visit us online at collegetownship.org for all things College Township. Now, batter up.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences, too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
Top half of the second inning, scoreless. Brendan Knoll will face 4, 5, and 6 in the order. Carter Mize, E.J. Taylor, and Devin Harris. One of the game already underway in the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard. Mahoning Valley and West Virginia scoreless. Bottom of the first. Trenton and Frederick already have been postponed. In fact, postponed in this league means that game is canceled. Here's Mize. Did not play in last night's game. Hitting 257, no home runs, and 6 knocked in with 2 doubles. And that one is fouled at the plate. It is 0-1. At Williamsport, he was the one last weekend that swung the bat. 1-for-3 here on Friday night. Scored 2 runs. Now, Williamsport in that 3-game set, he had 5 hits. That pitch is a strike. It's 0-2. 0-2 to Carter Mize. Waits. He really crowds it in the left-handed box. Down low, 1-2. That left foot is on the line that is parallel to the plate, and I mean it's over the line. I said, where'd you get that batting tip from? He goes, the blue thing. 1-2 the count. Swing and a miss. Strike three, got him. First strikeout of the ball game for Brendan Knoll. Strikeout brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. Mountain Indy Health, committed to the well-being and safety of our community. To learn more about how you can stay protected against COVID-19, please visit mountainindy.org/coronavirus. E.J. Taylor at the plate. His bat has come alive the last 2 weeks. 1-for-5 last night with an RBI triple. He is 2-for-8 in the series with a double and a triple and 2 RBIs. That's in there for strike. Get his 0-1. 4 first pitch strikes now for Brendan Knoll. Up to 290 now. Home run 17 knocked in with 5 doubles in that triple last night. 0-1. On the ground, inside the bag at first, extra bases to the Lion Country Kia corner. Taylor is around first, on his way to second. He's going to keep that thing into gear, on his way to third, throw to third, not in time. His second triple in as many nights. Snuck it inside the bag at first, and Taylor stays hot. And I'm talking about E.J. Taylor. Some scorers would call that a double and an error. Paul Marbeau knows it was a triple all the way. Just kidding. Here's Daniel Harris. Harris bats on the right side. Infield halfway. In there for strike. Get his 0-1. No balls and one strike the count. Harris went 1-for-5 last night. Knocked in 2 with a double. He is 3-for-8 in the series with 3 runs knocked in. Knoll goes set, looks at Taylor at third and delivers. Foul straight back to the bricks. It is 0-2. Harris, like Holtz, played there all season. Hitting 284 with a home run, 28 knocked in with 13 doubles and a triple. Not much difference between the first half and the second half. The second half, he's hitting 295. So talk about consistency. 12 of those 28 runs knocked in have been in the second half. Set by Knoll. And the 0-2 to Harris. Swing and a miss in the dirt. Strike three. Got him. It's a big strike out there for Brendan Knoll. That's his second. Brought to you by our good friends at Mountain Indy Health. Mountain Indy Health's team of doctors care for women during all stages of life. Visit mountainindy.org for more information. With 2 outs, it's the McDonald's strikeout guy, Nicholas Hussey. Hussey last night went 0-for-2 in the game with a strikeout. He is 1-for-6 in the series with an RBI. Hussey at 270, no home runs, 14 knocked in with 4 doubles. Infield with 2 outs now backs up. Outside corner for a strike. 0-1 the count. Outfield, Meade is shallow and right. Dawson Bailey normal and left. Taylor normal and center. Madol off the line at first. Knoll sets and delivers. In the dirt, good job by Aviles. 1-1 the count. 4-game road trip coming up. First 3 of Mahoning Valley, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Joe will have those games from Eastwood. And then Joe and I go to Williamsport on Friday night for the start of a 3-game weekend series where game 1 is Friday night there, their last trip to Bowman. And then the next 2 here, Saturday, Sunday. Saturday, Roman Bravo Young Bobblehead Night, and RBY will be here. First 1,000, get a RBY bobblehead. Swing and a miss. It's 1-2 on Hussey. Wind's now kicked up a bit, and it's blowing toward left. A little bit in and toward left. 1-2 the count on Hussey. Windmills the bad weights. Knoll sets at the letters and delivers. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him. Strikes out three in the inning. And starting tomorrow at noon, free with any purchase, you can then get a Big Mac. No runs. One hit. Taylor stranded at third. And at the end of an inning and a half, scoreless on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel featuring P.J. Harrigan's restaurant is proud to be the official host hotel for the State College Spikes. The Ramada is a full-service facility offering free weekday hot buffet breakfast with 20,000 square feet of flexible meeting space, perfect for conferences, social events, and weddings. Discounted group room rates are available. The Ramada also has the largest and best outdoor pool and pavilion, perfect for outdoor summer gatherings, with pool party packages also available for our indoor pool. Contact the sales office at 814-238-3001 for more information on group packages. Then join us at PJ Harrigan's, featuring the best happy hour in town, and try our new pub menu with daily appetizer specials. Don't miss a visit to the Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel featuring P.J. Harrigan's Restaurant, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes.
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet, our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
The State College Spikes finish the summer with an 8-game homestand from August 27th all the way to September 4th. Enjoy two great bobblehead giveaways. Roman Bravo Young on the 27th, presented by the McClure Company, and Michael Motti, September 3rd, presented by Penn State Health, with appearances by both on their bobblehead night. Plus, there's two more fireworks from the field shows, a Spikes hockey jersey off the back auction, presented by PSECU, to benefit Children's Miracle Network, and much more. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
So we work our way down to the bottom of the second. Brock Reller takes ball one. Leads the league in walks with 23, so that's no surprise. That's down low and away. It's 2-0. They have pitched so careful to him. Three home runs, 21 knocked in, inning 363. That wide stance with a 2-0 count. And Meyer delivers. Checked it. High and tight, 3-0. Spikes Baseball brought to you by First National Bank. First National Bank's mobile banking delivers convenience. Check it out at mobilebanking at fnb-online.com. First National Bank, proud sponsor of the State College Spikes, proud State College community partner. That's in there for strike. It's 3-1. Reller 1-for-3 last night with two walks. He's had a hit in 14 of his last 15 games. 3-1. That is ripped down the line and right, but foul. It bounces off the fence of the fun deck and back onto the field. Connor Denning will have to pick it up. It's 3-2 now. Partly cloudy skies right now. We started on time at 4:05. Bottom of the second inning, we're scoreless. Meyer delivers. Up high, ball four. Another walk for Brock Reller. Reller now has walked a league-leading 24 times. When you consider the Spikes have officially played, 27th to 28th game of the second half? He's got 24 walks. That'll bring to the plate Luis Aviles. He homered last night, 431 feet. 294 now with two home runs, eight knocked in. Middle infield double play depth. Low one outside for a ball. It's 1-0. Deep in center is Jackson. Deep in left is Hussey. Middle infield double play depth. Reller out to his lead at first. Brock, by the way, 3-3 in stolen bases. The pitch. On the outside corner with a breaking ball for a strike. Get his 1-1. Two-seamer that time from Nick Meyer. Meyer, the right-hander, works from the first base side of the mound. First time he's had to work from the stretch today. Glances over at first, short lead by Reller. And to the plate. Hit high in the air, down the line, and that is hooking foul. One ball and two strikes the count. Into the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion and beyond. One and two the count. He's got a 5.56 slugging percentage. Luis waits the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him. That's the second strikeout for Meyer. Nick Guile to the plate. Nick went 1-for-5 last night. Hitting 240. Two home runs. 18 knocked in. 18 RBIs, good for fifth in the league. Three doubles and a triple. He has scored 10 runs. One out, Reller on first. Scoreless bottom of the second. Meyer delivers. Outside corner with a fastball for a strike. It is 0-1. Guile bats on the right side. Nick in Illinois State this year hit 9 home runs for the Redbirds. Drove in 31 at 284. He had 14 doubles. The pitch up high at the letters. 1-1 the count. 87 with that fastball. Holt and Hall, middle infield double play depth. They pulled a slick double play last night. The 14th double play that the Cutters have turned in the second half. 1-1 the count. And the pitch. Outside corner for strike gets 1-2. Guile's two home runs, both at Mahoning Valley. Not like Eastwood Field has short dimensions. It's just he's pounded the ball out. 1-2. On the ground. Backhanded behind the back, just foul. Harris made a nice play to get that. That was close. That was close. 1-2 the count. Will Johnson coaching down at third. David Valdez at first. Big John Meade on deck. One and two, the count with one out. Reller on first. Meyer waits and delivers. High and away, levels the count at 2-2. 325 left field line, 378 left center, 410 the nook, 399 dead center, 375 right center, 320 down the line and right to the Lion Country Kia corner. 2-2, the count. Meyer at the belt. To the plate. There goes Reller. Swung on and missed. Throw to second. And Brock steals the bag. Two outs on the strikeout. But Reller gets his fourth stolen base of the season. John Meade to the plate with a chance to drive him in. Wall 7 feet high at the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion. Goes to 8 feet at the scoreboard in left center all the way around to the monster in right, which is 18.55 feet high with the grandstand above it. Now, John Meade likes to change his walk-up music, and he was going to change it. And then he got into this streak where he's 6 for his last 8. So he hasn't changed it. 3-for-4 last night, 6-for-8 in the series. Line down the right field line, but into the Spikes bullpen foul. 0-1 the count. That averaged up to 256 now with no home runs, 8 knocked in with 3 doubles and a triple. 3-for-4 last night with a double and a run scored. Waits in that left-handed box. Reller on second after stealing his fourth bag. Pitch. Popped up, left side of the infield. Holt and Harris combine. Harris doesn't see it. Holt does and puts it away. And the inning is over. No runs, no hits, and one stranded at second. End of two. Scoreless on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
SK Aesthetics specializes in non-surgical aesthetic solutions to help you look and feel your very best. With offices here in State College, we are your local provider designed to enhance your natural beauty, restore confidence, and leave you feeling renewed, refreshed, and beautiful. Our services include Botox to soften and smooth wrinkles on your face, dermal filler for subtle lip enhancement, and to add lift and volume to cheeks, microneedling, PRP treatment, chemical peels, and skin care. Use the link in our Spikes Illustrated program ad to book a consultation and start the journey to a renewed version of yourself. SK Aesthetics. Keep your skin beautiful.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences, too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
Top half of the third inning, scoreless. Brendan Knoll will face 8-9-1. Mitch Hundley, Jesse Hall, and Taylor Jackson. Yeah, it's the same Mitch Hundley who actually pitched two innings against the Spikes. On a night where Jesse Litch, his team was just being torn apart, so he said, look, just eat up some innings. Save the bullpen. As a hitter, Hundley is hitting 0-43. He is 1-for-23, the pitch. Hit high in the air, left field. Dawson Bailey going back. He's got it measured, puts it away, going toward the wall. One gone. Jesse Hall to the plate. Jesse went 1-for-4 last night. He knocked in two with a double. He scored a run. He is 2-for-8 in the series with three RBIs. Jesse now hitting 211. No home runs, 11 knocked in with four doubles. Steps into the right-handed box. Out of Ophelia, Alabama. He bats from the right side. Squares to bunt. That's a strike. It's 0-1. So nine batters have seen eight first-pitch strikes from Brendan Knoll. Knoll works from the center of the mound when he winds up, and he takes that glove right over the top of his head. Rare these days. The pitch down low, 1-1. Now when he winds up and he puts the glove over his head, he'll slide that right foot more toward the first base side and then deliver. Holds the glove up. There's the slide and the 1-1. Swing and a missing up breaking ball. It's 1-2. That was the changeup that time. Ball and two strikes. One gone, bases clean, top of the third, we're scoreless. Knoll winds and the 1-2. Up high, 2-2. Went fastball that time. Shallow and left is Bailey. Normal and center is Taylor. Shallow and right is Meade. 2-2. Tap foul to the on-deck circle, third base side. Taylor Jackson waiting for it, and Denning pops out of the dugout and fields it. 2-2 on Jesse Hall. Levels the bat, right-handed box. Knoll quickly into the operation. High and tight at the letters, runs it full 3-2. Second full count that Brendan's had in this game. Knoll stares in. 3-2. Inside, ball four. Second base runner he's given up, going along with the triple. That Taylor, Taylor was stranded at third. Knoll's thrown 35 pitches so far, 24 have been strikes. And Taylor Jackson to the plate. He grounded out to third to start the game. He'll bat from the right side. Hall is 7 for 10 in stolen bases. Does not have one in the series. Middle infield, double play depth. Spikes have turned 14 in the second half. Squares the bunt, pulls back, but it's inside for a ball. It's 1-0. Madole, of course, holding Hall on at first. Page at second and Perks at short at middle infield. Guile even at the bag at third. Outfield straightaway, normal depth. In fact, I think Bailey's a little shallow in left. The 1-0. On the ground to short. Perks, page one. On to first. Stretch by Madole. Double play. 6-4-3 to end the top of the third. 15th double play. The Spikes have turned this season. 2.5 gone. Scoreless on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine. Official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
I was probably in junior high. I really liked fixing things, and I still do, and the orthopedics allows us to do that.
From a childhood dream to becoming one of the top orthopedic surgeons at Penn State Sports Medicine, Dr. Paul Scherbondi shares his journey.
I found over the years that I've become more of what I would call the family team orthopedic doctor. I do a lot of intergenerational care. I take care of grandma, dad. Dad may have a torn rotator cuff. Grandma needs a total knee. And then I'll see Junior with a broken arm. To have the ability to take care of families is very rewarding. And to have a grandma bring their grandchild in to see you is an endorsement of your skills as a physician.
Penn State Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of any age or activity level. Call 814-865-3566 for an appointment.
Pennsylvanians are creating their own soundtrack. Thanks to PA Lottery Scratch-Off's Excitement's Back. Pennies, nickels, dimes, or quarters, no matter your choice, scratching's always in order. With big top prizes and second chance drawings, thrills await. They're out there calling if it's excitement you seek. And you're looking for action? Play the PA Lottery. And keep on scratching. Must be 18 or older. Please play responsibly. Benefits older Pennsylvanians every day.
The Spikes Radio Network presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine now welcomes new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Scoreless to the bottom of the third. 8-9-1 for the Spikes. It'll be Josh Madole, Brady Perks, and Dawson Bailey against Nick Meyer. Only one hit in the game so far total. That was the triple by E.J. Taylor. With one out back in the top of the second, but he ended up stranded at third. So that's where we are in this one so far. And Josh Madole will lead it off. 0 for 2 last night with a walk, hitting 189. No home runs, 8 knocked in with a couple of doubles, 16 runs scored. Second in the league in walks with 22 behind his teammate Brock Reller. And Reller, by the way, picked up number 24 back in the second inning. Even in the bag at third is Harris. Checked it, went around. Yes. 0-1 the count. They did appeal down to third, and Keith LeBianco confirmed it. 0-1 on Josh. Interesting. They don't count stats in the sudden death innings. He's got two doubles and has won two games in sudden death, and they don't count. Inside corner for strike, it's 0-2. We've kidded about that. I said, Josh, I'll make sure I keep mentioning it during the season so everybody knows you've done a lot better than what the numbers are saying. In the clutch, you have been clutch. And the 0-2. At his line, and Mize to his right dives and makes the catch of the line drive. There have been moments where Josh Madol has hit into some bad luck, and that was just a really good play. And guess what? Sometimes the other guy makes a really good play. Don't tell Mize I said that. I'm just kidding. I actually talked to Carter before the game. All right, with one out, here is Brody Perks. Perks at the plate, went 2-for-4 last night with a double. Takes a ball low and outside. It's 1-0. Perks had a double, knocked in a run last night, hitting .275. He's driven in 9 with 2 doubles and a triple. And the pitch. At his foul, first base side, lifting over the Geisinger Champions Club and out of play. It's 1-1. Wind's kicked up a bit, blowing in. About 5-10 right now. Big gap in left center field. Hussey's toward the line and left. Jackson's shallow in center, but the big gap is toward the nook. The pitch. That's fouled over the screen down to the concourse to our right. Below the comm radio booth, it's 1-2. He hits it to the nook. He at least, and I mean at least, will get 3. I know Jackson and Hussey both have speed, but 1-2 the count. Pitch to Brody. In tight, 2-2. Dawson Bailey on deck. Scoreless, bottom of the third. Wind kicking up just a bit. Pretty clear down the mountain range toward Pleasant Gap this afternoon. Pitch. That's rolled foul. Past the Williamsport dugout, third base side. It's still 2-2. Tussie Mountain. It's amazing. Tussie Mountain's about 4 or 5 miles away, but it's just framed right up against the grandstand. Of course, Mount Nittany perfectly frames this ballpark. Mount Nittany's about 3 miles away. 2-2. Outside, just missed the outer edge. Good pitch by Meyer, but just missed with the breaking ball. It's 3-2. Dawson Bailey on deck. 3-2. Fouled again by Perks, lifting it over the roof. First base side now to play toward Porter Gardens. New baseballs brought out by Isaiah Magwood for home plate umpire Cody Kogan. Spikes to this point have drawn 87,751. On the road to 100K. The pitch reaches out, lifts it foul beyond the tarp. First base side and out of play about 10 rows back. Eighth pitch of the at-bat coming up to Brody Perks. Off day for everybody tomorrow. Then at Eastwood, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday for Mahoning Valley. In tight ball before he walked him. So now let's file this away. Brody Perks. Is 8-for-10 in stolen bases. Dawson Bailey grounded out to short his first time. Second base runner, the spikes have had, both on walks. Perks off to that lead at first. Meyer, the right-hander, delivers. Hit in the air, foul, first base side to the roof of the Geisinger Champions Club and out of play. 0-1 the count on Bailey. Bailey's driven in 5. He leads the league with 10 doubles. Eighth in the league with 19 runs scored. Mention how Perks has the 8 stolen bases. That is 8th in the league. Throw to first, dives back in. Good move that time by Meyer. And good location, too. All Mize had to do was just reach back. Brody inches out to his lead at first. Not a big lead. Meyer waits, delivers. Down low, that caught the plate, but low. 1-1 the count on Bailey. Good eye there by Dawson. 87-mile-per-hour fastball. Just so everyone knows, we have 364 more days to Joe Putnam's next birthday. The pitch. There goes Perks. It's Rolled foul by Bailey, third base side, 1-2. A message from this station and the Ad Council. After the... Paul wasn't here last night to see the 22-minute tribute after the game. Burks on first with one out. 1-2 the count on Bailey. Set by Meyer. I thought he'd throw to first. He dives back in. He took off on the last pitch. You knew Meyer was throwing to first. You do not have to be a genius in this game. You don't. Meyer goes set. Waits, throws to first again, this time backstanding. Okay, now he's not going to first. I had a feeling he might go there again just to do it. Perks obviously sensed it. He didn't have a big lead. He got back standing. Now he's going to the plate. 1-2 the count on Bailey. Meyer goes set. To the plate. Up high. It's 2-2. David Valdez over to talk to Brody Perks. 2-2 the count with Perks on first, one out, bottom of the third, we're scoreless. Only one hit, an E.J. Taylor triple in the second. He ended up stranded at third. Set by Meyer. 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike three, got him a pitch that probably was not a strike. Four strikeouts now for Nick Meyer. And here's Marcus Page, who flew out to right center field to Denning the first time. All right, let's see in this sequence if they move Perks here. Maybe you wait for a pitch and then move him. Page been wielding a hot bat. The pitch. Outside corner for a strike with a fastball. It's 0-1, 88 that time from Nick Meyer. With two outs, infield backs up, outfield straight away deep. Say this, Denning, though, is actually way off the line and right. More toward the 375 sign. 0-1, swing and a miss. It's 0-2. 0-2 count, Perks is going to run on this pitch. Just get the feeling. This will be the one he runs. It's 0-2 on Page. Why not? Got two outs. Inches out to that lead. Meyer goes set. Waits. Delivers. He holds. Swung on. Foul tipped into the mitt. Strike three. Got him. Five strikeouts now for Nick Meyer. He has been strong through three with five strikeouts and just two walks. End of three, scoreless on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Seven Mountains Wine Cellars is passion, perfection, and persistence. Three traits drive Seven Mountains Wine Cellars to create exciting new and different wines. Find Seven Mountains Wine Cellars in Spring Mills, on the Diamond in Bowlesburg, and now at Spikes Games at Medler Field at Lombardo Park. Enjoy 10-Point Red, Chardonnay, Blackberry Merlot, Tickle Pink, and our all-razzed-up frozen wine. Seven Mountains Wine Cellars, winners of the Pennsylvania Governor's Cup for both grape and fruit wines. Be sure to visit the one-of-the-kind World of Wine at Seven Mountains Wine Cellars. Let's go Spikes. College Township is proud to be the home of the Spikes. Before or after the game, be sure to check out all that College Township has to offer. From Millbrook Marsh and Spring Creek Park to Mount Nittany and the Village of Lamont. Shop and dine in one of our many fine establishments. And remember to visit us online at collegetownship.org for all things College Township. Now, batter up.
That batter up's going to be Connor Denning. We expected solid pitching to start this game between Nick Meyer and Brendan Nolan. They have not disappointed. It is scoreless to the top of the fourth. 364 days away from the next Joe Putnam birthday bash.
Can't wait.
And what will be your 15th season?
That's right.
Behind the mic.
That's right.
16th with the organization.
Yes. A lot to look forward to, of course.
Well, working with you, I always look forward to it.
As I do with you, sir.
Joe Putnam, middle three, they are yours.
Thank you, Steve Jones. And here's Brendan Nolan to the windup, and Connor Denning swings. Grounder up the middle, past the diving Perks into center field. Base hit, second hit of the game for the Cutters. Denning's first. After grounding out to short in the opening frame, and now with a runner on, here is Travis Holt, the Williamsport shortstop, 0-for-1 with a ground out to third. In the MLB Draft League today, earlier, Frederick and Trenton attempted to get underway, but they were forced to halt by rain, and they will not pick it up, so that game is canceled. Keys and the Thunder, so Frederick will remain as, for the time being, four games back of the division lead, three games back of the Spikes. There's a bunt third base side, but that goes foul, and Noel kicks it away from the dirt on the foul side of third. 0-1 the count.
What does that tell you about what they think of what Noel has today in terms of stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Holt's trying to bunt and move the runner.
Exactly.
That tells you what they think of Brendan Noel's stuff today.
Well, I can tell you the Crosscutters have a lot of respect for Brendan Noel. I've heard him described by one Williamsport observer as your best starting pitcher, meaning the Spikes.
And just so it's clear, they also know how a certain individual feels about their mascot.
Yeah, that they do. They also do know that. 0-1 to Holt. Guile playing up at third. Madol holding Denning on at first. Noel out of the stretch delivers. That's low and away for a ball. 1-1. Luis Avilas behind the plate for the Spikes today. Again, Josh Madol at first. Marcus Page at second. Brody Perks at short. Nick Guile at third. Outfield is Dawson Bailey in left. Trent Taylor in center. And John Mead in right. Wind picking up just a tad here in the top of the fourth inning. No score. Crosscutters have the only two hits of the game thus far. Set by Noel. And the 1-1. That's chopped onto third. Guile will let it go on two hops into his mitt. Throw across the diamond in time. Denning moves to second on the play. But it's a 5-3 ground out to retire Holt. One down in the top of the fourth. The other game on the MLB Draft League slate today is underway. It's in progress right now at Monongalia County Ballpark, which will be hosting the MLB Draft League Championship game on Tuesday, September 6th. Mahoning Valley leads West Virginia 1-0. In the top of the third, Scrappers actually broke open a 1-1 game last night against the Black Bears with an 8-run eighth inning to take the victory. Carter Mize, left-handed hitting first baseman, struck out against Noel in the second. First pitch to him, down and in. Of course, even anything over the plate is in on Mize, crowding it in from the left-handed box. One ball and no strikes. An interesting oddity. Alex Arouse went from Mahoning Valley, and he's lent out to West Virginia in this series. Here's a grounder. Backhand try by Madol. Deflects off the mitt. Dashing for home as Denning throw to the plate. Not in time. And Denning slides in safely, so that'll be the first error of the game, and it leads to the first run. One of the rare instances, Josh Madol, an excellent defender, but ball deflected off the mitt, and Denning, who is chugging to third, was sent home by Jesse Litch and able to score. 1-0 Williamsport, top of the fourth. Now Mize at first base with one out. That'll be the first Spikes error. E.J. Taylor had the first Williamsport hit with a triple to right field in the second. Down into the Lion Country Kia corner. Noel comes set. And the pitch. That's fouled off of Taylor's legs. That'll be strike one. Saying that Alex Arouse going over from Mahoning Valley to West Virginia in that series, although, and Arouse did actually catch for West Virginia in that game, but he'll be back to Mahoning Valley. Colin Adams, of course, did the same earlier this week. West Virginia trying to battle through, make sure they can get out there. They have a catcher dinged up and only one other catcher on the roster, so the league helping them out until they're back at full strength. And, of course, they'll be hosting that MLB Draft League Championship game September 6th. 0-1 to Taylor. Breaking ball missed inside. Actually, 1-1 the count. That was actually came in at 90 miles an hour. I think that was a fastball and just had a good amount of downward movement. One ball, one strike. Get to the major league portion of the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard in a moment. The 1-1 sharp grounder into right field, base hit. Around second is Mize. He'll be headed to third, and it's a one-out single for E.J. Taylor, his second hit of the game. The cross-cutters third as a team. Runners at the corners for Daniel Harris. The Williamsport third baseman struck out against Knoll in the second. In the big leagues, nearly all the action, of course, daytime action leading up to the scheduled Little League Classic, slated for 7 p.m. up at historic Bowman Field in Williamsport between the Red Sox and the Orioles. Of course, they're hanging out at the Little League World Series, although that action delayed due to weather up in Williamsport. They'll look to get the games back underway at Lomedy and Volunteer Stadiums. Harris in the right-handed box. And there goes Taylor. First pitch, grounder foul, right side. That was close to the stripe, but right away, Jesse West threw his arms up. 0-1 the count. Elsewhere in the bigs, the Reds have completed a 9-5 win over the Pirates. Mike Moustakas with a homer for the Reds in the game. Phillies and Mets are in the bottom of the sixth. Philadelphia leading 7-4. They're in a rain delay right now in Philly. 0-1 to Harris. Pitch homeward. Chopper foul. Third base side this time. And the count 0-2. Alec Bohm with a three-run homer for the Phils in the first inning. And then homered again in the fourth. Two-homer game so far. Again, that's in the bottom of the sixth. It is an official game if they can't resume down in Philadelphia, but of course they will make every effort to try to go the full nine. The 0-2, that's fouled. First base side ricochets off the Geisinger Champions Club. 0-2 to Harris. Rangers leading the Twins right now, 4-0, bottom of the seventh inning. The Brewers on top of the Cubs, 3-2, top of the ninth at Wrigley Field. The Giants lead the Rockies 6-2 in the top of the seventh, a four-run seventh inning for San Francisco, and it's not done yet. 0-2 the count. Knoll set at the chest, glove away from the body, the pitch. And he slipped a bit on that one. It went low and away. Aviles rose to throw, but no movement by the runners. One ball, two strikes. The Athletics leading the Mariners 3-1, top of the third inning. Nationals and Padres meeting again. Scoreless in the bottom of the third, though. Juan Soto to the plate for San Diego. Cardinals and Diamondbacks are all tied up at three going to the third inning. St. Louis scored three runs in the first on a Lars Nootbaar two-run homer and a Nolan Arenado single. Here's a bouncer foul third base side, still 1-2 to Harris. All right, check that. It was a solo homer for Nootbaar and then the Arenado single and then a double play. Able to bring in another run. However, three runs in the bottom of the second for Arizona. Stone Garrett, former Batavia Muck Dog, scoring one of the runs for the Diamondbacks. One ball, two strikes. Played for the Muck Dogs when Mike Jacobs was at the helm. 1-2. That one, a breaking ball low. Two balls and two strikes. Elsewhere in the big leagues, the Dodgers leading the Marlins 3-0, top of the third. Earlier today, the Astros defeat the Braves 5-4. Yankees over the Blue Jays 4-2. Andrew Benintendi with the tie-breaking homer in the seventh to put the Yanks out in front. 2-2. Check swing. Pitches. Swing is not there. Throw to second. Gets away. And Mize will trot home from third. It's 2-0. Bit of a chaotic play there. The pitch was in the dirt to Harris. There was an appeal on a check swing. He did not go around. Aviles' throw to second kind of short hopped as Taylor was able to steal. And then Mize took advantage to grab home and extend the Williamsport lead to 2-0. That'll be a double steal. So Mize will get credit for the steal of home. And the count is now full on Harris, and Williamsport getting the running game back in motion after stealing four bases as a team yesterday, although three of them were in the first. Payoff pitch to Harris, swung on, foul tipped. Got a piece of it as it bounces behind the plate. Count remains full. Also, the Tigers defeated the Angels today 4-0. Rays over the Royals 3-2. White Sox and Guardians never got underway in Cleveland. That game postponed. It will be made up later on. Little League scores, games that did finish up. One game in the international bracket finished up. Curaçao knocking out Bologna, Italy today 1-0. 3-2 to Harris, swung on a miss, strike three. Aviles will have to throw to first to complete the strikeout, and does. That's the fourth strikeout for Brendan Knoll today, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health's team of doctors care for women during all stages of life. Visit mountnittany.org for more information. So a runner on second with two down for Nicholas Hussey, the Williamsport left fielder, 0-for-1, struck out in his first at-bat. Nicaragua and Japan were underway but were suspended. Nicaragua leading 1-0. Davenport, Iowa, and Santa Clara, Utah were late in their contest, but they are delayed right now. I believe that game in the fifth inning. And Hollidaysburg and Massapequa were slated to play today, perhaps, but that game now will take place tomorrow at 11 a.m. And another elimination contest for the team from Hollidaysburg. Staying alive after defeating Middleborough, Massachusetts. Now trying to knock out the team from Long Island, Massapequa, New York, to be exact. 0-1 to Hussey. Knoll out of the stretch delivers. Breaking ball on a called strike in the inside corner. It's 0-2. Also, the Eagles defeating the Browns today in NFL preseason action, 21-20. Later on tonight, the Bengals face the Giants. The Ravens take on the Cardinals. Jets and Falcons will meet on Monday night in the capper of the second week of preseason NFL football. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Hussey waved at that one outside. Great pitch by Knoll, who notches his fifth strikeout of the night, or of the day, rather. It's brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. If you had a great Mount Nittany Health experience, please take a moment to review us on Google to help spread the word about great care in our community. Williamsport gets on the board first today. Two runs on two hits, an error, and a runner left on base. End of 3.5 at Medler Field. It is 2-0 Williamsport on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
I grew up in rural Minnesota, always had an interest in helping people. I spent 4 years in the military after residency, stationed in Naval Hospital Beaufort, South Carolina, taking care of Marine Corps recruits at Parris Island, and to be able to take care of them was really an honor.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, they're inspired to care for you like a member of the family. Orthopedic surgeon Dr. Paul Harakoff shares that sense of purpose.
I enjoy being part of a team that makes a difference. You know, we have a great staff at Penn State Sports Medicine. Our nurses, our medical assistants, our physical therapists, everybody is there to make our patients better. And it doesn't matter where you are, where you're from, how much money you have, what your job is, you're going to get treated with respect, and we're going to do the best thing we can to make you better. And that's a great feeling when you come home at the end of the day.
Penn State Sports Medicine welcomes new patients of any age or activity level. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Caparilla Furniture, always the best seat in the house. Maybe that's because we're Center County's oldest locally owned furniture store. We've been your source for stylish, on-trend home furnishings since 1952. Always the name brands and quality you can trust. Always the best room makeovers and in-home design team. Always the best finance offers. And always the best price every day. Guaranteed. Caparilla Furniture in Bellefonte. Always the best seat in the house. Play ball.
It's the bottom of the fourth inning here at Midler Field, and it's the Toyota RAV fourth inning, proudly brought to you by Toyota and your Central PA Toyota dealers. For a dealership near you, visit toyota.com. And finishing off the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard, of course, the Orioles and Red Sox slated to meet in the Little League Classic later tonight in Williamsport. And in the WNBA playoffs, Game 2, Seattle leads Washington 45-43. At the half, and earlier today, the Dallas Wings defeated the Connecticut Sun 89-79. That series now even up at a game apiece. Pitch to Trent Taylor, swung on and missed. 0-1 the count. First round of the WNBA, best of three series. And the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard is brought to you by the Ramada State College Conference Center. Located on South Atherton Street in State College, the Ramada is the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. 0-1 to Taylor. Check swing, but on appeal, he went around, says Jesse West. 0-2 the count. Trent up for the second time today. He struck out in the first inning. Carries a 19-game hitting streak into tonight's action, the longest ongoing hitting streak in the MLB Draft League, the longest period in the Draft League this season. 0-2, low and away for ball, 1-2 to count. Trent just two games shy of the Spikes' longest ever hitting streak, recorded by Danny DeKroger. 21 straight games. Abbreviated windup on the 1-2, swung on and missed. Strike three. Nick Myers now struck out three in a row, six total in the game. He's not yet allowed a hit, just two walks against him in the first three and a third innings. And now Brock Reller, the batter, with the bases empty. Reller received one of those walks, extending his on-base streak, which now sits at 15 games. He also stole a base, and Brock doesn't seem to be your prototypical stolen base threat, but he's been very efficient. He picks his spots well. He's 4-for-4 in steal attempts this year, but a strike to him, and it's 0-1. Left-handed hitter Reller on base percentage now at .509 this season. Pitch. That is in time for a ball. One ball, one strike. That is the best on-base percentage in the MLB Draft League's second half. Brock also third in the league's second half in RBIs. Tied for sixth in homers. And here's the pitch. Grounded on to second. Hall was set deep. He was playing in shallow right. Scoops it up. Throw to first in time to nab Reller. Two down in the bottom of the fourth inning. 2-0 lead for Williamsport. And here's Luis Aviles, the State College catcher, struck out back in the second. Well, there was rain today, thunderstorms even into the mid-afternoon, but the rain halted just before 2:30. The tarp came off the field, and we've had just gorgeous skies. In fact, it was about the bluest sky I've ever seen over Mount Nittany. Pitch in tight for a ball, 1-0 to Aviles. Had to post it up, and good folks at the Mount Nittany Conservancy have been kind enough to showcase that. Such beauty there. Just beyond the center field wall, framed so nicely. One of the greatest vistas you're going to see at a baseball game, and it's right here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. Both here in the summertime with the State College Spikes, also Penn State baseball in the spring. It can really look gorgeous. The leaves might not be at full bloom. It might not be as green in the springtime as a 1-1 pitch, a breaking ball low, 2-1 to Aviles. But still just as gorgeous, and of course you'll see it all this fall. A lot of TV cameras coming into Happy Valley, as always. And the 2-1. Swing and a miss, 2-2. But it's framed up nicely by the Greek clouds. Big, wide swaths of gray and white. But the gray is not too dark. This is just a gorgeous, gorgeous afternoon for baseball here, and couldn't ask really for a better day now here on a Sunday afternoon. To see the Spikes and the Crosscutters tangle in the finale of their three-game series. This is the rubber match of the set. Spikes won it Friday night. Williamsport took it last night. 2-2, bounced foul, third base side. Spikes with a 9-8 victory Friday. Williamsport scored six in the first inning last night en route to an 8-4 win. So far, the Crosscutters have drawn first blood 2-0. You're on the bottom of the fourth, 2-2. Grounder up the middle. Holt, the shortstop to his left, scoops it, fires to first in time. He has played a tremendous shortstop for the Crosscutters this entire season. And that out will end the fourth inning as the Spikes go down in order. We move to the fifth. 2-0 Williamsport on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Let's go Spikes. College Township is proud to be the home of the Spikes. Before or after the game, be sure to check out all that College Township has to offer. From Millbrook Marsh and Spring Creek Park to Mount Nittany and the Village of Lamont. Shop and dine in one of our many fine establishments. And remember to visit us online at collegetownship.org for all things College Township. Now, batter up.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences, too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
Into the fifth inning, 2-0 Williamsport as Brendan Knoll returns to the mound for the Spikes. 60 pitches, 40 of them for strikes in his first four innings atop the hill. It'll be the 8-9-1 batters for Williamsport. Mitch Hundley, Jesse Hall, and Taylor Jackson due up. Of course, the Spikes will have an off day tomorrow. Road set at Mahoning Valley. The last three road games, or last road series, I should say, of the regular season. Three of the last four road games, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. All 7:05 starts at Eastwood Field. I'll be along with you for all of those as the pitch to Mitch Hundley starts off the fifth. It's called strike on the outer edge, 9-mile-an-hour fastball. 0-1 the count. Then Friday, we're at historic Bowman Field. That will be the last road game of the regular season for the Spikes. Eight straight at home starting Saturday, August 27th. It's fastball in tight, 1-1 the count. There is an off day on the schedule mixed in, Monday the 29th, but otherwise, we will have the full complement of daily value promotions, two great bobblehead giveaways with appearances by those bobblehead subjects on the very same night. The 1-1 nubbed foul, first base side, makes the count 1-2. Roman Bravo Young's bobblehead to be given away to the first 1,000 fans August 27th, thanks to the McClure Company. Michael Motti's bobblehead given away to the first 1,000 fans of all ages on September 3rd, both Saturdays. The Michael Motti bobblehead is presented by Penn State Health, and on both occasions, the men in question will be here to meet and greet fans, sign autographs, throw out first pitches, and much more. 1-2, breaking ball, down and away, 2-2 the count. We also had two great fireworks from the field displays still on tap. Saturday, August 27th, the fireworks from the field, which you can watch from the field. The fireworks, of course, will be in the skies. That'll be presented by the McClure Company as well. 2-2, down and in, ball three. And then at the regular season finale, Sunday, September 4th, it'll be another 6:35 game, and the fireworks will cap off the regular season. Our great fireworks provider, Starfire Corporation, putting on one last show as a 3-2 to Hundley is a called strike three. Hundley just let it go by. That's the sixth strikeout for Brendan Knoll. It's brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. With My Mount Nittany Health, you can message your providers, schedule appointments, and more. Sign up for your free portal account today at MyMountNittanyHealth.com. Jesse Hall now the batter, the second baseman, walked back in the third inning before being erased on a double play. 2-0 cross-cutters here in the top of the fifth. Noel Wines delivers. That bounces in, gloved by Aviles. But then the final fireworks from the field display against Starfire Corporation, presenting the great displays all summer long, including the capper on September 4th. And, of course, it's also Fan Appreciation Night presented by our friends at Lion Country Kia. The 1-0 bouncer deflects off the mitt of Guile, and Hall will reach base. Some question, and that will be an error. It'll be the second of the night for the Spikes. The question would have been, would Guile have been able to get him, even if he had been able to make a leaping grab of the ball? And it definitely would have been in question. It'll be E5, the call, and so a man on with one out for Taylor Jackson, the center fielder, 0-for-2. Grounded out to third in the first inning and bounced into the 6-4-3 double play in the third. Knoll comes set. And now a throw to first. Diving back in is Hall. He's already made the bag well ahead of the throw. And in addition to all that, great theme night still to come. Summerween coming up on August the 31st. That'll be a Wednesday night. And again, Steve and I talked about it before the game. Down on the field as part of Spikes Live, presented by Mount Nittany Health. That pitch a strike on the inside corner to Hall. 0-1 the count. But Thursday, September 1st, obviously, Steve will be out of town. He'll be in West Lafayette, Indiana. But with that big game going on, keep your eye out to see where the Spikes game falls. Currently on the schedule, it's supposed to be a 6:35 game, but there may be some changes, maybe some associated events with that game as well. So keep your eyes peeled, your ears open, and make your plans to join us at the ballpark on Thursday, September 1st. Mahoning Valley will be the opponent for that game, a three-game series. 0-1 the count to Jackson, the pitch. Breaking ball down and away, 1-1 the count. Spikes will have Williamsport in here the 27th and the 28th. And by the way, August 28th, another big game. Hockey night in Happy Valley. Of course, the voice of Pagoula Ice Arena, Rodney Martin, our public address voice here at Medler Field as well. He'll be on hand, 1-1. Fastball low, 2-1. And the Spikes themselves will be wearing hockey-inspired jerseys. And with it being warm out here in the summertime, the tail end of the summer, of course, there will be hockey-inspired jerseys. Not going to quite wear the full hockey sweater out onto the field. But those jerseys will be up for bids in a jersey off the back auction presented by PSECU to benefit Children's Miracle Network. There goes the runner. The 2-1 pitch to Jackson bounced foul behind the plate, however. So Jesse Hall will return to first. Two nothing lead for the Crosscutters here on the top of the fifth at the plate. And it's also another Sunday fun day next Sunday. 4:05 game against Williamsport. And Sunday fun day means a pregame catch on the field. First 250 kids eat free with a voucher for hot dog, chips, and soda at the ballpark gates. And half-price hard seltzers from 3 to 5 p.m. 2-2 to Jackson. That's low. It gets to the legs of Aviles, and Hall will head to second. That'll be a passed ball on Luis Aviles. So now runner in scoring position, one out, and Jackson with a full count. Leadoff man in the Williamsport order. Tickets, by the way, for all eight remaining home games are available right now. You can stop by the ticket office here at the ballpark. It's open until the end of the game today. It'll reopen 9 to 5 tomorrow and 9 to 5 Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday as well. Bouncer onto short, juggled, and Perks able to keep the ball in front of him, but Jackson is aboard. That'll be a base hit. And Brody had to charge in for that one. Couldn't quite grab it, and that would have been very much a difficult play to make. So first and third with one out, and Jim Godd will head out to the mound to talk with Brendan Knoll. And I don't think this is about Brendan's effectiveness. Six strikeouts in the game. Knoll thus far with only one of the two runs against him earned. This is just to simmer everybody down, and the fact that the infield is joining them is indicative of that. So first and third, one gone, and Jim Gott, always a reassuring presence for this Spikes team. Of course, a veteran, as Dave Tremblay is, and between them, with all the experience they've gained and have imparted to these players, and talking to each of the members of the Spikes pitching staff, they are so grateful to be able to work with Jim Gott and work with Dave Tremblay and learn about the game, learn even more. J.D. Daniels, in fact, credits Jim Gott with helping him discover a changeup, which has made him extremely effective on the mound as a starter. Of course, his last two starts against Williamsport, he's yielded just four hits to the cross-cutters. Connor Denning, the lefty, now the batter. Switch hitter by trade. Batting's a lefty. Pitch outside for a ball. Take out for a second. The throw. Tag applied. Not in time. Jackson seals the bag. Hall stayed at third this time. And I think that's because Luis Aviles was able to get a quick throw off to second. Spikes were all set to react. And now second and third. One out. That'll be the third steal of the game for the Crosscutters. Infield now moving about halfway up. 2-0 Williamsport here on the top of the fifth. There's one out. Denning in the left-handed box. He's 1-for-2 today with a single and a run score. The pitch flared toward left field, charging in Meade. Bailey won't be able to get to it. One run scores. Here comes a throw to the plate and sliding in out at the plate. Taylor Jackson tagged by Luis Aviles. Hall was definitely going to score, and Jesse Litch being aggressive as Jackson was out by some distance at the plate. 7-2 the putout as Dawson Bailey records the outfield assist. Denning will get credit for the single in the RBI. Moves to second on the throw. And it is 3-0 Williamsport. Five hits now for Williamsport in the game. And now a runner on second and two down for Travis Holt. Of course, that run will be unearned as Hall reached via an error. So only one of the three runs that have been charged to Brendan Knoll have been earned. That pitch in the dirt, blocked by Aviles. No movement by Denning off second. 1-0 to Holt, who is twice grounded out to Nick Guile at third. Hits are 5-0 in favor of the Crosscutters. Spikes have both of the errors in the game, and they've played a role. Here is the 1-0 pitch. Grounder, right side. Page slides to his left but can't get to the ball. It trickles into right field. Denning around third. He'll score. It'll be an RBI single for Travis Holt and a 4-0 lead for the Crosscutters. First baseman, 19, Parker Miles. And it'll be up to further action to determine whether that run is earned or not. Carter Mize, the batter, the first baseman, is 0-for-2. Struck out in the second inning, reached on an error in the fourth. Ended up stealing home on a double steal, a delayed double steal. There goes Holt on the first pitch. It's fouled away by Mize. Oh, and won the count. So six hits now for Williamsport, four runs for them today. Again, the Spikes and the Crosscutters neck and neck for that second half berth in the MLB Draft League Championship game. It's slated to be the first half champion versus the second half champion, but West Virginia right now leads the second half standings after already winning the first half crown. If they do win the second half title, it's the second place team that will advance to face them in the title game. Is the 0-1. There goes Holt again. Pitch low for a ball. Throw to second. And that one had to be handled by Perks. He was not able to apply the tag. Holt with the steal. Four stolen bases for Williamsport as a team today after four last night. 1-1 the count to Mize. Oh, digging back in on the pitching rubber. Wind, again, has picked up over the course of the game. It is definitely gusting over 10 miles an hour. As a bouncer right side into right field, base hit. Holt getting waved in. Here comes the throw to the plate from Brock Reller. It will not be in time. Holt able to score on Carter Mize's RBI single, and it increases the Williamsport lead to 6-0. So further action opening the door. And here is E.J. Taylor, designated hitter, tripled in the second, singled, and stole a base in the fourth. He was the first batter to run on a delayed double steal, made second, and then Mize took home on the same play. And now Knoll and Marcus Page conferring between the mound and second base. And Knoll resolute as he heads back to the top of the hill. Make sure his fielders are positioned. Taylor in the right-handed box. Spikes in the red jerseys tonight, the white pants, the navy blue caps with the ribbon S logo on the front. Crosscutters in the road grays, the faux vest-style jersey with the red sleeves. And the first pitch is swung on, sent to center field. Trent Taylor's there. He makes the catch, but Williamsport able to score their, fifth run of the game on Mize's RBI single. Three runs in this inning. On four hits, an error, and a runner left on base, we're halfway home at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. Through four and a half, it is Williamsport 5, State College nothing on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Let's turn a trip to the branch into a tap on your phone. Let's hit pause on a lost debit card without hitting pause on life. That's how First National Bank is redefining convenience. With a top-rated mobile app that puts more security and control at your fingertips and friendly people to help you succeed right by your side. Let's get started at fnb-online.com or your local First National Bank. FNB member FDIC.
The Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel featuring P.J. Harrigan's Restaurant is proud to be the official host hotel for the State College Spikes. The Ramada is a full-service facility offering free weekday hot buffet breakfast with 20,000 square feet of flexible meeting space perfect for conferences, social events, and weddings. Discounted group room rates are available. The Ramada also has the largest and best outdoor pool and pavilion, perfect for outdoor summer gatherings, with pool party packages also available for our indoor pool. Contact the sales office at 814-238-3001 for more information on group packages. Then join us at PJ Harrigan's, featuring the best happy hour in town, and try our new pub menu with daily appetizer specials. Don't miss a visit to the Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel featuring P.J. Harrigan's Restaurant, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes.
Bottom of the fifth inning, Medler Field at Lebrano Park. Williamsport leading 5-0. And Nick Guile, John Mead, Josh Madol due up against righty Nick Meyer, who has struck out six batters thus far. Has yielded two walks, but no hits to this point. First pitch to Guile. Breaking ball, called strike just above the knees. 0-1 the count. Wind now blowing from right to left field. It's kind of varied between blowing out to center, to left, and now right to left. The 0-1 swung on and missed on the breaking ball. 0-2 the count. And Spikes have an off day tomorrow before the series at Mahoning Valley. Pitchers for that series not yet determined. Jason Summers with 5 2/3 strong innings in relief to finish out the game for the Spikes last night. Despite the Spikes taking a loss, they may have uncovered a new starting pitcher. That one in the dirt, blocked by Guile, 1-2 the count. Of course, Summers has been in the bullpen. Came out of the bullpen yesterday and saved everybody else. Spikes will also be adding some reinforcements in the bullpen as this pitch lined to right field, a base hit, and it skips past Denning to the base of the wall near the Lion Country Kia corner. Guile with a first Spikes hit of the afternoon, digging for third, the throw in time, and Guile tagged out after the double. 9-5, I believe, will be the put out there. It's John Meade now up. Meade, the right fielder, popped out to short in the second. And the first pitch to Meade, up and in. Nick the corner for a strike, 0-1. Meade with three hits in each of his last two games. Goes without batting gloves and now sends this one to right field, but it's straight at Denning, who raises the mitt, makes the catch, two away in the bottom of the fifth. Here's Josh Madole, first baseman 0-1. He lined out to the first baseman, Mize. Just hit it right at him in the third. The Adam ball working against the spikes today. 5-0 Williamsport here in the bottom of the fifth. Madole out of Charlotte and Gary Bartley. Longtime teacher at Bellefonte Area Middle School and Bellefonte Area High School. But before that, the founding coach, the first ever head coach of the University of North Carolina Charlotte baseball program. Able to stop by, meet up with Josh Madole and Will Lancaster yesterday, and then spoke to the Spikes team. Dave Tremblay bringing him into the fold, and I know that both Josh and Will were overjoyed. And, of course, Mike O missing the festivities by just a day, but Mike headed back to make his own contributions to the 49er program. We wish him the best with that. There will be some new faces. In fact, already we know that on his way to Happy Valley is lefty Brendan Rodriguez, New Mexico State product, who had recently been with the Tucson Saguaros of the Pecos League. That pitch low, 2-1 to Josh Madole. Looking in, Meyer. 2-1 pitch. That's a strike on the inner half, 2-2. And Josh, again, as Steve mentioned earlier, as we've talked about, has those hits in the sudden death, which have not counted. That'll increase the 200 batting average if you throw those in. Of course, his on-base percentage is strong. He's at 417 in the on-base department. There's a bouncer on to first, taken on a big hop by Mize. First baseman steps on the bag, and the inning's over. So Spikes do get into the hit column, but Kyle thrown out trying to stretch it into a triple. One hit, nobody left on base. Five complete here at Medler Field. 5-0 Williamsport on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Envisioning the landscape you always wanted can be a difficult task. The team of professionals at Green Horizon Landscape are here to assist you from beginning to end. Green Horizon Landscape will make your vision a reality. Please visit our website at greenhorizonlandscape.com and learn about the wide range of services we can provide or call 814-466-2281. That's 814-466-2281 for your free estimate and make your vision reality with Green Horizon Landscape.
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet, our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
The State College Spikes finish the summer with an 8-game homestand from August 27th all the way to September 4th. Enjoy two great bobblehead giveaways. Roman Bravo Young on the 27th, presented by the McClure Company, and Michael Motti, September 3rd, presented by Penn State Health, with appearances by both on their bobblehead night. Plus, there's two more fireworks from the field shows, a Spikes hockey jersey off the back auction, presented by PSECU, to benefit Children's Miracle Network, and much more. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Top of the sixth inning here at Medler Field. Daniel Harris, Nicholas Hussey, Mitch Hundley, 6-7-8 batters due up for the Crosscutters. And Brendan Knoll, once again, another outstanding outing. Yes, there'll be five runs against him, but errors playing a factor. They won't all be earned. And he delivers a pitch foul to the third base side, 0-1 to start off the sixth inning. Knoll now with 83 pitches. 53 of them have been for strikes. And there's a lefty throwing, and actually, oh my goodness, this is going to be a newcomer, an entirely new player. The pitch swung on and missed. 0-2 the count. Actually, that's strike three. Harris down on strikes. And that is the seventh strikeout for Brendan Knoll, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health Orthopedics is ready to keep you in the game by providing exceptional care to our community. Meet our team today at mountnittany.org/orthopedics. David Moore is the pitcher that's warming up for the Spikes. Now, he's a left-hander. He is out of Mercer University. And that pitch low for a ball, 1-0. He just arrived not more than 2 hours ago. And he is wearing number 32, so the lefty is warming up, and it looks like he'll enter the ballgame. And you talk about a late addition. Here's a bouncer up the middle and grabbed on the backhand by Page. He won't have a play. It'll be a single for Hussey.
Catcher number 9 is Hundley.
And now Mitch Hundley, the catcher for Williamsport, is up. He is 0-2, flied out to left in the third, struck out looking in the fifth. So, yes, David Moore arrived 2 hours ago, got his uniform a half hour ago, and now he's going to be in game action here, it looks like, as Luis Aviles comes over towards the Spikes dugout. Something on his right arm. Ashley McCowan, athletic trainer, checking in on him. So Moore, a lefty, 5'10", 190 pounds. Born May 15th, 1998, native of Wallingford, PA. Spent some time at University of Pittsburgh. And in the meantime, Luis Aviles going into the dugout, so we might have a change behind the plate for the Spikes as well. But here we go. And it will be Colin Adams coming out to replace Luis Aviles behind the plate. So with Mitch Hundley coming up, it'll be Adams, who finished out the game behind the plate last night for the Spikes after Devin Buckner went to first base. So Adams into the game. This will definitely be the quickest turnaround from arriving to Happy Valley to being in a game. And he just barely, I think, got activated in the MLB Draft League roster, if even he did. But Brendan Knoll warm up with Colin Adams, get him set to go as he takes over behind the dish. We're in the top of the sixth inning. Williamsport leading State College 5-0. 8 hits for the Crosscutters, 1 for the Spikes. State College with both errors. The Crosscutters with 3 runners left on base so far. The Spikes 2. And now the warm-ups for Adams are complete. And Mitch Hundley, who's his opposite number at catcher, will step in. as Adams and Knoll go over the signs. They are now on the same page. And now Adams back behind the dish. Runner on first, one gone. Knoll sets, and his first pitch to Hundley. Chop foul, third base side. This will deflect off the netting. And the pitch, that is a ball outside, 1-1. Knoll looks in for the sign. And the pitch, breaking ball, swung on and missed, 1-2. And the pitch, that's a liner, soft to left center, drops in for a base hit. Hussey moves to second, and Hundley collects a one-out single. Ninth hit of the game for the Crosscutters. And Williamsport's bench feeling it here today, already with a 5-0 lead. Now here is Knoll out of the stretch facing Jesse Hall, who walked in the third, reached on an error in the fifth, and scored. And the pitch, a strike on the inner half, 0-1. Of the five runs that Brendan has allowed to this point, only one of them is earned. He'll step up to the slab, 0-1 the count. This is the 93rd pitch of the afternoon for Brendan Knoll. And the righty looks to second. Now the 0-1. Breaking ball outside, 1-1. And David Moore has now ceased his warm-ups for the time being. But he and also Brendan Rodriguez, who is going to be joining the club Tuesday, officially, of course, he's been added to the roster already, but he'll be here in Happy Valley for the road trip to Mahoning Valley, also a left-hander, so that'll make Will Lancaster a little less lonely in the ranks of the left-handed pitchers. 1-2 now to Hall after a swing and a miss. Now Knoll sets. First and second, one gone. The pitch. Breaking ball in tight, 2-2 the count to Hall. And the 2-2. Bouncer right back to Knoll. Sets, fires to second for one. Page on a first bouncing throw and not able to get there. Madole will recover the ball quickly as Hussey at third, so 1-4 on the put out at second to erase Hundley. Hall reaches on the fielder's choice, runners at the corners, and two down. And here is Taylor Jackson, the Williamsport center fielder, 1-for-3, grounded out to third in the first, bounced into a double play in the third, infield single, and a stolen base in the fifth. Knoll sets, and the pitch, there goes the runner to second, and there's a bluff throw to second. Adams hangs on to the baseball. Hussey stays at third, and Hall grabs the fifth cross-cutter steal of the evening. This has been a virtually automatic situation, first and third. And even in this situation where it was two outs, a successful throw to second would have got him, but they've just taken off each time. Here's a tapper over the leaping Knoll, charging in Perk, shortstop, throw to first, not in time, infield single, and Hussey crosses the play. That will make it 6-0 Williamsport. So an RBI for Jackson, his second infield hit of the game. Hall moves to third on the play, and now Connor Denning the batter, the right fielder, 2-for-3. Grounded out to short in the first, singled and scored in the fourth. Knocked in a run with his single in the fifth and scored as well. 10 hits now for Williamsport today. So Moore is ready in the bullpen. Here's the set by Knoll. There goes the runner to second again. And again, a pump throw or pump fake to second, but no throw. And Jackson with a steal. Two runs in the fourth, three in the fifth, one in the sixth for Williamsport. Second and third, two down. Knoll looks in. Run into the plate. Outside for a ball. That was his 100th pitch of the game. That's the most for a Spike starter this year, but he's looking to finish out this sixth inning. We're in the top half here at Medler Field. And again, the wind has been a constant presence today. The 2-0 outside, ball three. In case you are wondering, we are in official game territory here in the top of the sixth. The 3-0 right down Broadway for a strike, 3-1. The clouds are starting to get a little darker around the ballpark, but nothing truly threatening just yet. Knoll peers in for the sign from Adams. Sets in the 3-1. Chopper foul at the plate. Count is full. Back home for 8 straight here at Medler Field starting Saturday the 27th. Another edition of Baseball Bingo. The action on the field determines the numbers you can mark off on your card. And if you are one of the first 10 fans to get bingo, by bringing your card to the Giant Customer Service Center behind home plate, you are entered. You win a Spikes prize pack, and you are entered into the Ultimate Baseball Bingo prize pack drawing that will include a big screen TV. One lucky fan drawn for that the last Saturday home game, September 3rd. Pop up down the third baseline. Back on it, Kyle makes the catch on the broken bat pop-up, and the inning is over. But Williamsport adds another run on 3 hits. No errors, 2 runners left on base. 5.5 gone, 6-0 Williamsport on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
SK Aesthetics specializes in non-surgical aesthetic solutions to help you look and feel your very best. With offices here in State College, we are your local provider designed to enhance your natural beauty, restore confidence, and leave you feeling renewed, refreshed, and beautiful. Our services include Botox to soften and smooth wrinkles on your face, dermal filler for subtle lip enhancement, and add lift and volume to cheeks, microneedling, PRP treatment, chemical peels, and skin care. Use the link in our Spikes Illustrated program ad to book a consultation and start the journey to a renewed version of yourself. SK Aesthetics. Keep your skin beautiful.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
Bottom half of the sixth inning. The Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Brody Perks, Dawson Bailey, Marcus Page, 9-1 and 2 hitters due up for the Spikes here in the sixth.
Good news, I stole a second pen from Caravan.
Ha-ha.
But this time I did it with him standing there.
it was an honest grab. Breaking ball for a ball inside of Perks.
He says, take them all. He says, the ankle dry. That's how he sit here.
One ball, no strikes. Nick Meyer back on for his sixth inning of work. Breaking ball and a called strike in the inside corner, 1-1. Meyer has been outstanding tonight. He's thrown 72 pitches to this point, 48 for strikes. In his first five innings, he's allowed one hit, two walks. He struck out six. Check swing by Perks, pitch low and away. Appeal down to first. Jesse West says no go. 2-1 to Perks. Now the clouds getting a little bit more foreboding here, although I don't see anything quite on the way just yet. We'll be monitoring that as Perks sends this one flying to right, but straight at Denning. And Connor Denning has been the recipient of several Adam balls tonight. One down in the bottom of the sixth.
Yep, it's unfortunately it's an official game, John.
Yeah. Six runs, 10 hits for Williamsport. No runs, one hit for State College. Here's Dawson Bailey, left fielder, is 0 for 2. Grounded out to short in the first inning, struck out in the third. Spikes have had success against the Williamsport bullpen throughout most of the second half of the season as Bailey takes a strike on the outer edge. But the starting pitching has been strong for Williamsport each of the last two games. Gilbertson yesterday, Meyer today. Pitch a strike on the inside corner, 0-2.
Well, to be honest with you, if you're looking at what they're doing pitching-wise, those are their two best starters.
And the 0-2, high and away for a ball, 1-2. And Gilbertson has now dropped his ERA to 1.61 here in the second half.
Sure, it sounds impressive.
Bouncer down the third baseline, taken by Harris. Throw to first, stretched by Mize into foul territory, first base side, but he hangs on to the ball, keeps his foot on the bag. Two down in the bottom of the sixth. And here's Marcus Page, the second baseman, 0 for 2. Flied out to right field in the first, struck out in the third. Page with three home runs this season, tied for the Spikes team lead in the second half. And the pitch, breaking ball up and in, 1-0 the count. Page taps his bat on the plate. Meyer looking in at Mitch Hundley. He's gone the distance behind the plate so far. The 1-0, low and away, 2-0. Trent Taylor on deck looking to extend that hit streak to 20 games. He would love a shot here in the sixth inning with men on base. Page sends this one to center field. Jackson coming in on the ball now has to retreat. It's over his head. Bounces off the batter's eye above the yellow line. So that's a ground rule double. Two bases for Marcus Page. And everybody on the same page on that one. They all saw it hit the batter's eye. But Marcus has the second Spikes hit of the night. Both of them have been for extra bases. And now Trent Taylor will get that opportunity in the sixth to extend the hitting streak. 0 for 2 so far with a pair of strikeouts. But, of course, he's got cut it close a few times during this streak. He's collected hits to extend the streak in the eighth and even the ninth inning. Had three hits yesterday. Took care of business early on there, but trying to take care of business here, chip into this 6-0 deficit. Set by Meyer. And the pitch. Breaking ball missed inside, 1-0. Wind still blowing from right to left field. Starching the flags of the USA and the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Set by Meyer. 1-0. That is lifted foul. First base side headed out toward Bradley's Cheesesteaks.
One ball. Must one be struck. Protected, Joe.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Luckily kicked away and off toward the parking lot, but I think a fan was able to reel that in before it tumbled over the wall. Gives it off to a youngster who dashes away with it in onto the right field fun deck. Nice little souvenir of her time here.
Exactly.
1-1. The pitch. And Taylor selects this one toward left field, coming in on it. Hussey deflects off his mitt. Coming in to score is Paige. Taylor will head to second. I believe that's going to be the first Williamsport error of the evening. It is. Hussey coming in on the ball, raised the mitt, and just bounced off the tip of his mitt. So E7, so it will not extend the hit streak for Trent Taylor. But he is at second. The run does score. It's 6-1 as the Spikes put up their first run here in the bottom of the sixth. And now Brock Reller can add to the tally. Very easily, with one swing of the bat, he could cut this margin down by a pair. He has walked and stolen a base today, 0 for 1 with a ground out.
They just don't want to pitch to him, Joe.
They don't. First offering to Reller, called strike on the outer edge, 0-1.
He's been garnering walk after walk after walk because everybody's trying to be so fine to him.
Yes. And Brock has been intentionally walked twice.
Yes.
In the last two weekends against the Crosscutters. Yep. 0-1. The pitch. That's outside for a ball, 1-1. Colin Adams, by the way, in the on-deck circle after taking over at catcher for Luis Aviles in the top half of the sixth inning. 6-1. Meyer looks in, has what he likes. The 1-1. Down and in, and this will go all the way back to the bricks. Taylor moves to third on a wild pitch.
Aren't you going to wait for Paul?
I
no?
Could, I could sense what Paul's was going to call.
I think he's watching another game.
No, that'll be... That'll be next week.
True.
Two balls and a strike. Set by Meyer. Taylor now at third. 2-1. Big cut by Reller, but misses the breaking ball. 2-2. Spike super fans back out in full force, trying to rev up the crowd here.
Yes, they are. Let me give him a pep talk next week.
Two balls, two strikes. The pitch. High and away, and Reller lays off that one. There is right-handed action in the Williamsport bullpen. Might be Jesse Bolt. We'll check on that. Payoff pitch to Reller. Fouled left side. Count remains full.
I have a 6-1 lead. I will pitch to you. He could be 6-3 here in a hurry.
Another payoff pitch on the way. Here it is. Fastball in, tight, ball four.
Kent trying to be so fine with him. He's got 25 walks. This is the 28th game, Joe.
That's right. His two walks today on base streak. Extended to 15 games. And that's actually Blake Svoboda warming up for Williamsport. Here's Colin Adams now, the catcher in his first at-bat of the game after taking over.
He's played four games in this series. He's been walked. Two games in the series, been walked four times.
Yeah, like you said, Steve, they do not want to pitch to Brock Riller. Colin Adams, by the way, 163 batting average, but a 302 on-base percentage, a homer, and four runs knocked in. Playing his 15th game for the Spikes this season. Of course, he spent a little bit of time with the West Virginia Black Bears as well last week, or earlier this week, I should say. The 1-0, breaking ball low, 2-0, loaned out there, and talked earlier about how West Virginia right now shorthanded on catching, so sort of the league propping up the Black Bears until they can get back to full strength. And, of course, they're already in the MLB Draft League Championship game. 2-0 to Adams, swung on and missed on an 88-mile-an-hour fastball.
They don't need any propping up. Go out to a park and rec area. Pick up somebody. Let's go.
2-1 the count. Pitch. Called strike on the outer half, 2-2, 90 on the fastball.
So we'll take a guy from a team that's chasing us. Really?
Two balls, two strikes. The pitch swung on and missed, strike three. So Meyer records his seventh strikeout of the game. Spikes are on the board, however. One run on one hit, one error. And two runners left on base. Six innings complete here in Medler Field at Lebrano Park. It is Williamsport 6, State College 1 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
I was probably in junior high. I really liked fixing things, and I still do, and the orthopedics allows us to do that.
From a childhood dream to becoming one of the top orthopedic surgeons at Penn State Sports Medicine, Dr. Paul Scherbondi shares his journey.
I found over the years that I've become more of what I would call the family team orthopedic doctor. I do a lot of intergenerational care. I take care of grandma, dad. Dad may have a torn rotator cuff. Grandma needs a total knee. And then I'll see junior with a broken arm. To have the ability to take care of families is very rewarding. And to have a grandma bring their grandchild in to see you is an endorsement of your skills as a physician.
Penn State Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of any age or activity level. Call 814-865-3566 for an appointment.
Pennsylvanians are creating their own soundtrack. Thanks to PA Lottery Scratch-Off's Excitement's Back. Pennies, nickels, dimes, or quarters, no matter your choice, scratching's always in order. With big top prizes and second chance drawings, thrills await. They're out there calling if it's excitement you seek. And you're looking for action? Play the PA Lottery. And keep on scratching. Must be 18 or older. Please play responsibly. Benefits older Pennsylvanians every day.
Into the seventh inning here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park, and as Williamsport leads State College 6-1, the Spikes have called for relief as they bring in a new pitcher for the seventh inning. You too can call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit geisinger.org. And Steve Jones, this is somewhat of an unprecedented situation. Not only a player added to the roster officially just before the game today, but who arrived here about 2.5 hours ago, got his uniform about an hour ago, and he's out there on the mound. And left-hander David Moore, he's going to take over in the seventh inning as you take over the rest of the way. And an interesting situation, but the Spikes do bolster their bullpen with the addition of Moore.
He's out of Mercer. I was down in the bullpen area and he's warming up. I'm looking at him and go, I don't know him. Right? So I got a little bit of a rundown because he thought he might be coming in the sixth.
Yep.
And let's face it, he's from Delco. And if you're from Delco, you instantly have the respect of the crowd. In the movie Gladiator, the key is to win the crowd.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he's from Wallingford, the same hometown as John Hara. Delco, he's won the crowd. He's also left-handed. So Lancaster's looking around saying, about time. It's the second left-hander they have. So he takes over here, although they're going to get Brandon Rodriguez, I think.
Yes.
And he's left-handed.
He is as well, and he'll be added on. He'll arrive here over the next few days. He'll be with the club Tuesday.
He drove in.
Yep.
He said, I'm here. Get a uniform on. You know what? Since you're here, warm up. So let's see what David Moore can do. Pitched in the Cape Cod League in 2018 with Hyannis. Here's the pitch. And that's fouled by Holt. Holt is 1-for-3. Single to right, stole a base back in the fifth. He's also bounced to third twice. Pitched at Mercer. Last pitched in 2021. He's trying to keep his career alive in the left. He delivers. And that's fouled to the Geisinger Champions Club to a right now to play.
Spent time at Pitt in 2019 where he's a teammate of Mason Ronan, yes, who pitched for the Spikes in the first half before being signed by the Phils.
I think he's the one who made the recommendation.
I believe so.
Jim Gott talked to Mason Ronan.
17 strikeouts per 9 innings for Moore in his last season at Mercer.
Swing and a miss. Strike 3 got him. So far, he's averaging 27 strikeouts per 9 innings with the Spikes. Strikeout brought to you by our good friends at Mountain Indy Health. Mountain Indy Health Pediatrics website just for kids. Check it out at kids.mountainindy.org. 27 strikeouts per 9, Joe.
There we go.
Yeah. I noticed you didn't come up with that stat. It's Carter Mize, who's 1-for-3. Single knocked in a run. He also reached on an error, scored a run. He struck out. 6-1 cutters up high and away from the lefty Moore.
It's residual effects from the birthday celebration.
The problem with that, Joe, is that with you, it lasts for days. Days. Pitch. Inside corner for a strike. Cutters are looking around saying, okay, we got a scan. Who's got a scouting report on this guy? We have a scouting report? I mean, Holt's walking back to the dugout. Okay, this is what I've seen so far.
Yep.
Lefty delivers. Swing and a miss. 1-2 the count.
Good velocity on Moore. 89 on that fastball.
Who knows what he's been doing the last few weeks? I mean, I'm not kidding.
Yeah. Well, obviously, you know, you don't have to get ready when you stay ready.
Foul back to the bricks. I mean, so far, all he's done is throw strikes. He's one strike away from keeping that mark of 27 strikeouts per 9. If Mize puts the ball in play, it'll be down to 13 and a half. 1-2 the count. Lefty Moore goes set and delivers. Call strike 3, got him. Still at 27 per 9. That strikeout brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. Mountain Indy Health has more than 30 different specialties, including orthopedics, pulmonary medicine, urology, radiation oncology, cardiology, and more. Meet our team at MountainIndy.org. I went plain vanilla for you. I kind of did it on the fly and blind. I thought with you it was the right choice. Right? That is your birthday ice cream. You have to wait 364 days to get the next one. The pitch. Check swing foul by Taylor.
Well, the birthday ice cream, maybe. I have the feeling the ice cream is going to be less than 364 days away next time.
Probably right. Probably right. It could have gotten you a twist. But swing and a miss by Taylor. It's 0-2. I didn't go with I went with the creamery ice cream. Went down to Sweden, the right field side. because I was down there near the bullpen. You know, the good announcers, like, actually, like, get in contact with people. No, I'm just kidding. They'll just sit in the booth and wait for it to happen. Just kidding. I just happened to be down there. 0-2 the count, and Moore delivers. Low and outside. What was that pitch? The heck? So all he does is throw strikes. What was that? 1-2 the count. And Moore's 1-2. On the ground to third, Guile picks it up. Cross the diamond in time, and the inning is over. David Moore, a very impressive opening debut for the Spikes. They go 1-2-3. Seventh inning stretch time at the ballpark. 6-1 cutters on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine. Official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Seven Mountains Wine Cellars is passion, perfection, and persistence. Three traits drive Seven Mountains Wine Cellars to create exciting, new, and different wines. Find Seven Mountains Wine Cellars in Spring Mills, on the Diamond in Bowlesburg, and now at Spikes Games at Medler Field at Lobrado Park. Enjoy 10-Point Red, Chardonnay, Blackberry Merlot, Tickle Pink, and our all-razzed-up frozen wine. Seven Mountains Wine Cellars, winners of the Pennsylvania Governor's Cup for both grape and fruit wines. Be sure to visit the one-of-the-kind World of Wine at Seven Mountains Wine Cellars.
Let's go Spikes! College Township is proud to be the home of the Spikes. Before or after the game, be sure to check out all that College Township has to offer. From Millbrook Marsh and Spring Creek Park to Mount Nittany and the Village of Lamont. Shop and dine in one of our many fine establishments, and remember to visit us online at collegetownship.org for all things College Township. Now, batter up! So we go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Visit your local First National Bank office. Take advantage of expert guidance and comprehensive financial solutions to meet your private banking, insurance, wealth management, estate planning, and investment needs. First National Bank, proud sponsor of the State College Spikes and proud State College community partner. Nick Meyer, another strong outing against the Spikes. This time six innings, two hits, one run. It was unearned. He struck out 70, walked three. He's given up just five hits in his last two outings against the Spikes, and Colin Kennedy will take over on the mound.
Leading off the bottom of the set for your Spikes, third baseman number 31.
So Kennedy will step in, and Nick Guile will face him. The Spikes have had success against Kennedy so far. Overall, 0-2 with a 7.30 ERA. His ninth appearance outside for ball 1-0, the count to Guile. Nick has a double in this game. He is 1-for-2. Kennedy's got 12 and a third, 14 hits, 11 runs, 10 earned. He has struck out 9, walked 6. Posing hitters, 286 against him. That's a miss. It's 2-0. Two balls and no strikes. And the pitch. In tight, 3-0 the count. Nothing like being at the ballpark, but if you can't make it to the game, catch the Spikes in action at Medler Field, Lobrado Park, and around the MLB Draft League with the league's official stream powered by Pixalot. Head to MLBDraftLeague.com, register for free, and watch every game across the league wherever you are. That's a strike. It's 3-1. For Guile, that was his fourth double of the year. That one's popped up over our heads and to the roof and out of play. It's 3-2. John Meade to follow, and then Josh Madol. Here in the bottom of the seventh, it's really starting to cloud up. Lights are now on inside ball four. It is an official game right now. And here comes John Meade, who's 0 for 2. John is 6 for 10 in the series. Set by Kennedy. And the pitch. Down low for a ball. 1-0 the count with Josh Madola on deck. Back-to-back left-handed hitters. In the 7 and 8 spots. 1-0 to Meade. Lined into right field. That's a base hit. Guile pulls in the second. Spikes have their third hit of the day. First and second with nobody out and Josh Madola at the plate. Meade now 7 for 11 in the series. Madola's 0 for 2. Mize went to his right and caught a line drive back in the third. And then Madola grounded out. Jeff De La Concha, doesn't take long for him to say, I don't like what I see. He's going to come out and talk to Kennedy. And there's movement now in the Cutters bullpen, although nobody's throwing yet, although a righty has picked up a ball. Six to one Cutters here in the bottom of the seventh. They had a 6-0 lead. Now the Spikes have first and second, nobody out, and Josh Madola at the plate. Josh has driven in 4 runs in his last 3 games. Don't forget about the Roman Bravo Young bobblehead giveaway. First 1,000 fans next Saturday at 6:35. Tickets available 814-272-1711 by Prince, StateCollegeSpikes.com. You can always go to the box office or you can just walk up. The pitch on the ground, up the middle, whole tough play, over to hole one, on to first, and Madola beats it out. First and third with one out. Meade wasn't sure if he was out at second. He was. That'll be a fielder's choice. Brody Perks is 0 for 1. He walked back in the third. He flew to right in the sixth. Madola on first. Guile on third with one out. Perks drove in a run last night with a double. He's driven in 9 with the Spikes. Chance to pick one up here. Bottom of the seventh, 6-1. Cutters lead it. The pitch, that's a strike. Good pitch by Kennedy. Fastball out of range. It's 0-1. The count. Here's the set and the pitch. On the ground to short. This should get in a run. It'll be tough getting Perks at first. They won't. The run will score. He'll get an RBI out of that on another fielder's choice. His 10th RBI at 6-2. And what's the first thing Guile does when he gets to home plate? He pulls Dawson Bailey aside to tell him what Colin Kennedy is throwing. Again, there is a every team is different. This team has been tight from day one. And it doesn't matter. At one point, they were under 500 in this thing, and they were tight. So it's not like, oh, it's going great. We won 7 in a row. We're tight. Oh, yeah, sure you are. It's when the going's tough. High in the air, center field, but playable. Underneath it is Jackson. Puts it away, and the inning is over. Spikes get another run, though. They cut the deficit to 6-2 as we go to the eighth inning on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
I grew up in rural Minnesota, always had an interest in helping people. I spent 4 years in the military after residency, stationed in Naval Hospital Beaufort, South Carolina, taking care of Marine Corps recruits at Parris Island, and to be able to take care of them was really an honor.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, they're inspired to care for you like a member of the family. Orthopedic surgeon Dr. Paul Harakoff shares that sense of purpose.
I enjoy being part of a team that makes a difference. You know, we have a great staff at Penn State Sports Medicine. Our nurses, our medical assistants, our physical therapists, everybody is there to make our patients better. And it doesn't matter where you are, where you're from, how much money you have, what your job is, you're going to get treated with respect, and we're going to do the best thing we can to make you better. And that's a great feeling when you come home at the end of the day.
Penn State Sports Medicine welcomes new patients of any age or activity level. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Taparilla Furniture, always the best seat in the house. Maybe that's because we're Center County's oldest locally owned furniture store. We've been your source for stylish, on-trend home furnishings since 1952. Always the name brands and quality you can trust. Always the best room makeovers and in-home design team. Always the best finance offers. And always the best price every day. Guaranteed. Taparilla Furniture in Bellefonte. Always the best seat in the house. Play ball.
Changes for the Spikes, although Moore keeps striking out guys, so they're just going to be out there as mannequins. It'll be Rob Morosetti going to third. Brody Perk stays at short. Nick Guile moves from third to second. Marcus Page moves from second to first. Josh Mandola's day is done. But because Moore strikes out everybody, it's okay. So we go to the top of the eighth inning, 6-2 now. The Cutters lead it. Moore will face Harris, Hussey, and Hundley, 6, 7, and 8 in the Cutters order here in the top of the eighth inning. We'll say this, Moore goes at his own pace. Some guys will sprint in from the bullpen, I'm ready. He just kind of leisurely walks in from the bullpen. Then he pitched the inning. Great. Did a great job. 1-2-3. Came out to pitch the eighth. Just kind of strolled out of the dugout. Harris is 0-for-3 with 3 strikeouts. A rarity for him. That's a strike. 0-1 the count. The lights are now on here at the ballpark with the cloud cover. I mean, we're about 90 minutes away from sundown anyway. Low and outside for a ball there. As wind now is kicked up. It is blowing to left about 10 to 15. We had thunderstorms in the middle of the day here and heavy rain. We're expecting more tonight. The pitch outside and low, 2-1 the count. Harris back in that right-handed box. His second year with the Cutters. And he has played the full season with them, as has Holt. That's foul by Harris. It's 2-2. I think he fouled that one off his left foot, but he seems okay as he walks it off. So David Moore was at Pitt with Mason Ronan, eventually transferred to Mercer. He pitched the summer in the Cape Cod League 4 years ago with Hyannis. Here is the set and the 2-2. In there, call strike three. A rare, very tough day for Daniel Harris at the plate. Third strikeout for Moore. Strikeout brought to you by our good friends at Mountain Indy Health. With My Mountain Indy Health, you can message your provider, schedule appointments, and more. Sign up with your free portal account today at MyMountainIndyHealth.com. Nicholas Hussey at the plate. He's 1-for-3. He singled back in the sixth and scored. First pitch to him is a ball, 1 ball and no strikes the count. Nolan went six innings, gave up 10 hits, six runs, but only two were earned. Struck out seven, walked one. The 1-0. Hit in the air, center field. Taylor coming on. He's there, puts it away, two gone. Mitch Hundley to the plate. One for three. Flew to left, back in the third. Struck out looking in the fifth. And he singled the center in the sixth. Carter scored two in the fourth, three in the fifth, and one in the sixth. The Spikes with solo runs in the sixth and seventh, respectively. Hundley out of Illinois. Bats on the right side. And the pitch. Up high for a ball, one ball, no strikes. They play him shallow in the outfield all the way. He has two hits so far this season for the Cutters. And they shallow up everywhere. The pitch. Inside and low, 2-0 the count. Wind blowing to left now. It's backed off about 5-10. Overcast skies, lights now on. Infield back, outfield shallow and straight away. Hundley in that right-handed box. 2-0 the count. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. It's 2-1. Hundley pitched against the Spikes just to save the bullpen. Last weekend, did so on that Friday night. Went two innings, gave up one hit, a run. It was earned. Struck out two and walked one and really pitched well. His top out number velocity-wise was 82. Swing and a miss. It's 2-2. Breaking ball for Moore. 2-2 the count. Moore, the lefty, stands in. He works from the third base side, goes into a crouch first, straightens up, and now delivers. Breaking ball outside, 3-2 the count. Moore literally arrived here at the ballpark 2 hours ago. He got his uniform. They said, "Do you want a pitch?" He said, "Sure." He got himself ready, and he's in there. 3-2, time called. Six-two, Cutters, top of the eighth inning. Spikes will have Page, Taylor, and Reller do in the bottom of the eighth inning, 2, 3, and 4. 3-2. Called strike three, got him, inning is over. Four strikeouts for David Moore. Strikeout brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Have you had a great Mount Nittany Health experience? Please take a moment to review us on Google to help spread the word about great care in our community. 7.5 gone. 6-2 Cutters on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Let's go, Spikes. College Township is proud to be the home of the Spikes. Before or after the game, be sure to check out all that College Township has to offer. From Millbrook Marsh and Spring Creek Park to Mount Nittany and the Village of Lamont. Shop and dine in one of our many fine establishments. And remember to visit us online at collegetownship.org for all things College Township. Now, batter up.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences, too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
Bottom half of the eighth inning, 6-2. The Cutters lead it. Colin Kennedy went an inning, gave up a hit, a run, walked one, did not strike out a batter, gives way now to Jonathan Tyler. And the spikes got to him the last time he pitched. And he'll take over here. Tyler last pitched against the spikes last weekend on Saturday. He went two-thirds of an inning, gave up two hits, two runs. They were both earned. He struck out two, and he walked two. Fifth appearance, ERA of 9 with no record, 4 innings, 3 hits, 4 runs all earned. He has struck out 5, he has walked 4, hit 2. Opposing hitters batting .214 against him. And the right-hander, Tyler, will take over here. He will face Trent Taylor. Marcus Page first, then Trent Taylor and Brock Reller. For the Spikes, this is their chance here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Taylor has a 19-game hitting streak at stake. Page has a double in this game. And Reller, all he's been doing lately is walking because they don't want to pitch to him. I mean, Reller has a hit in 14 of his last 15 games. But he has 4 walks in 2 games in this series. So here's Page, who's 1-for-2. Double to center, a ground rule double that bounced it at the batter's eye. Back in the sixth, then he scored a run. So it's a flown to right. Good catch by Denning in right center. And then struck out swinging in the fourth. Denning is way off the line and right at the 375 mark. The pitch hit high in the air, very deep to center field. Jackson going back on the warning track and in front of the wall makes the catch. Gave it a ride, but to one of the deepest parts of the park, there's one out. Trent Taylor, 19-game inning streak on the line. 0-for-3, struck out swinging in the first. Struck out swinging in the fourth. Reached on an error by the left fielder, Hussey, back in the sixth. Little bit of rain starting to fall here at the ballpark. Nobody's moved yet, but just a little bit, a couple drops here and there. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning, 6-2 Cutters. The set by Tyler. He works from the first base side. The righty delivers and throws it in the dirt. It is 1-0. Wind is kicked up, blowing to left about 10-15. Rhythmic clap from the crowd. Taylor, 19-game hitting streak in the line, but more importantly, trying to get something started in this inning. Tyler goes set. Taylor's ready. The pitch inside for a ball. It's 2-0. Little bit of rain falling here now. Very light. Couple of fans have moved to the concourse. Reller's on deck. Tyler goes set. 2-0. Hit high in the air left field. Hussey doesn't have to move much. Goes back a couple. Puts it away. And two gone. Unless something dramatic happens, the 19-game hitting streak may have come to an end. Brock Reller is 0-for-1 with a pair of walks. He's also grounded to second. So here's Reller in the left-handed box. Tyler goes set and delivers. Drops that one in for a strike. Get his 0-1. It's the rubber game of the three-game set. Spikes won the opener 9-8. Cutters won last night 8-4. Cutters lead this game 6-2. Two outs, bases empty, bottom of the eighth. Outside corner for a strike, and Brock's in the hole 0-2. Colin Adams on deck hoping for his shot this inning. Right-handed action in the Spikes pen. David Moore may have given them 2 excellent innings, and that may be it for his day. The pitch. Line on the ground and off the glove. A haul picks it up, and the throw not in time. That's going to be a base hit. That'll be a base hit. The catcher, number 44. He now has hit in 15 of his last 16 games. And here comes Colin Adams in his lone at-bat. He struck out swinging back in the sixth. Six to two cutters. With two outs here in the bottom of the eighth inning and Reller on first. That's why you don't want to pitch to him. I mean, that was a bullet. In there for a strike. Good pitch by Tyler. It's 0-1. Went curveball that time. Some people putting on some ponchos down below. Second row behind the plate, the pitch. Popped up foul. That probably would land in the booth. Fortunately for us, they provided a roof. Fits out of play. It's 0-2. No balls at two strikes, the count. Adams waits in the right-handed box. Reller short lead at first. Pitch by Tyler. In the dirt, bounced away. Reller will not be able to advance. It did not get far enough from Hundley down that third base side. Maybe went about 8 to 10 feet. Reller thought about it and went back. One ball, two strikes on Adams. No doubles defense being played now by the cutters in the outfield. Tyler sets and delivers outside. Evens the count at 2-2. Nick Guile on deck hoping for his shot. Spikes down four, bottom of the eighth with two outs. Reller on first. 2-2 the count on Colin Adams. Batting from the right side. In the dirt, runs it full 3-2. Reller's going to get a head start here on 3-2, two outs. Very light rain falling now here at the ballpark. A few more people head to the concourse to watch. 3-2 the count. Mize will play behind Reller at first. On 3-2, two outs. And time called by Adams. Infield back with both Hall and Holt playing actually about a yard back on the grass at short and second respectively. Outfield straight away, no doubles defense, deep. Reller takes off from first. Call strike three to Adams on a great curveball in the inside corner and the inning is over. No runs, a hit, and one stranded at first. Eight full. Still 6-2 cutters on the Spikes Radio Network presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel featuring P.J. Harrigan's Restaurant is proud to be the official host hotel for the State College Spikes. The Ramada is a full-service facility offering free weekday hot buffet breakfast with 20,000 square feet of flexible meeting space perfect for conferences, social events, and weddings. Discounted group room rates are available. The Ramada also has the largest and best outdoor pool and pavilion, perfect for outdoor summer gatherings, with pool party packages also available for our indoor pool. Contact the sales office at 814-238-3001 for more information on group packages. Then join us at PJ Harrigan's, featuring the best happy hour in town, and try our new pub menu with daily appetizer specials. Don't miss a visit to the Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel featuring P.J. Harrigan's Restaurant, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes.
The State College Spikes finish the summer with an 8-game homestand from August 27th all the way to September 4th. Enjoy two great bobblehead giveaways. Roman Bravo Young on the 27th, presented by the McClure Company, and Michael Motti, September 3rd, presented by Penn State Health, with appearances by both on their bobblehead night. Plus, there's two more fireworks from the field shows, a Spikes hockey jersey off the back auction, presented by PSECU, to benefit Children's Miracle Network, and much more. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
The top of the ninth inning, and Chris Maka on the mound for the Spikes. David Moore, what a great debut for him with two innings, faced six batters, struck out four, did not give up a walk or a hit. and gets the job done and gives way now to Chris Macca. Chris is making his fifth appearance. He's gone 6 1/3, 5 runs, 4 earned. Struck out 6, walked 5. He's given up 4 hits, 5.68 ERA. Last pitched against the Cutters on Friday night. Pitched a solid 8th inning, struggled a bit in the 9th. By the way, Little League World Series suspended for the day now. Curaçao did beat Italy 1-0. Davenport, Iowa beat Santa Clara, Utah 10-2. And that pitch is a ball to Jesse Hall. It's 1-0. Hall to be followed by Jackson and Denning. Hall is 0-2. He's reached on an error and scored. He's also walked. Hit in the air, foul, first base side, Page to the tarp, and it's going to sneak its way into the crowd and out of play. It's 1-1. Japan, let's see, in a game that was suspended, Nicaragua was leading Japan 1-0, and the game between Hollidaysburg and Massapequa, New York, has been now moved to tomorrow morning at 11. Keep in mind, they don't want to be playing any games there tonight. The Red Sox and Orioles are playing at Bowman. Outside for a ball. That's the rubber game of the three-game set between the Red Sox and the Orioles. 2-1. That's hit in the air, left center field. Perks back, pedals, calls everybody off. The shortstop puts it away. One gone. Back to the top of the order, and Taylor Jackson. He's had a good day again today. He's 2-for-4. Stolen 2 bases, scored a run. So he is 4-for-8 in the series. And the pitch by Macca. That's hit in the air, first pitch swinging center field. Taylor comes in, Trent's there, puts it away, 2 gone. Connor Denning, 2-for-4 today with a pair of singles, 2 runs scored. He's also knocked in a run. Denning, like Holt and Harris, in the lineup every day. On a team that does not have a lot of power, they are last in the league in home runs. He has 5 of them. He has nearly a third of them. Foul tip into the mitt. It's 0-1. They've hit 18 home runs as a team. He has 5 of them. Spikes hit 5 home runs last week. And that's not an exaggeration. 0-1 the count on Denning. And the pitch. Inside corner for a strike. Good pitch by Chris. It's 0-2. Fastball at 91. It's an important outing for Chris. Pitched really well in the 8th inning Friday night. Got touched up a bit in the 9th. 0-2. That sliced down the left field line. Foul. Morissetti gave it a run. It's a good look, but he wasn't going to be close. Still 0-2. Boy, the super fans haven't given up, and now they're getting the people in the Geisinger Champions Club going. 0-2 the count. So they need to do. Go to Williamsport and get them to start chanting, "Let's go, Spikes." High and away for a ball. I'm telling you, Joe, they can be won. You can win that crowd. Even the mascot. Hey, yeah. It's like, oh, Boomer, you're on the payroll. 1-2. High in the air, center field. Taylor back a few steps. Trent waits. The center fielder's there. Puts it away, and the inning is over. Spikes have one more chance. Let's give Spikes credit. Spikes pitching credit. They retired the last 10 batters they faced. We go to the bottom of the 9th. Yeah, we're going to see the Rooster again. 6-2 Cutters on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
I grew up in rural Minnesota, always had an interest in helping people. I spent 4 years in the military after residency, stationed in Naval Hospital Beaufort, South Carolina, taking care of Marine Corps recruits at Parris Island, and to be able to take care of them was really an honor.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, they're inspired to care for you like a member of the family. Orthopedic surgeon Dr. Paul Harakoff shares that sense of purpose.
I enjoy being part of a team that makes a difference. You know, we have a great staff at Penn State Sports Medicine. Our nurses, our medical assistants, our physical therapists, everybody is there to make our patients better. And doesn't matter where you are, where you're from, how much money you have, what your job is, you're going to get treated with respect, and we're going to do the best thing we can to make you better. And that's a great feeling when you come home at the end of the day.
Penn State Sports Medicine welcomes new patients of any age or activity level. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Let's turn a trip to the branch into a tap on your phone. Let's hit pause on a lost debit card without hitting pause on life. That's how First National Bank is redefining convenience. With a top-rated mobile app that puts more security and control at your fingertips and friendly people to help you succeed right by your side. Let's get started at fnb-online.com or your local First National Bank. FNB member FDIC.
Bottom of the ninth inning, the Spikes have one more chance down 6-2. They'll send Nick Guile, John Mead, and Rob Morissetti to the plate against Jesse Bolt. Jonathan Tyler went one inning, gave up one hit, no runs, struck out one, did not walk a batter, and a strong performance for him, and a really nice bounce-back performance by Chris Maka in this one. Chris working a 1-2-3 ninth inning. Just what he needed, lowering that ERA and getting himself back on track. It's not Jesse Bolt, by the way. It's going to be Blake Savoda. So Blake Savoda on the mound. Nick Guile will lead it off. Savoda making his 11th appearance. No record, 3.09 ERA. He's actually finished seven games this year. He has gone 11 2/3, 12 hits, 5 runs, 4 earned. He has struck out 16, walked 3. On the ground, a short charge by Holt. Travis has it, throws in time, one pitch, one out. So on a day that many thought, well, gee, are they going to be able to play? Here we are in the bottom of the ninth inning. Again, remember, 99.8% of the time, the Spikes start on time, and 99.9% of the time, it goes all the way to the finish. After 16 years, y'all ought to know that. Here's Big John Mead, 1-for-3 today. 7-for-11 in the series. Takes the ball, 1-0 the count. Cumberland Farms' batting average is 7-11. Sorry. That's the old joke. Cumberland Farms' time is 7-11. Here's the 1-0. Checked, it didn't go. They appeal. For no apparent reason, it's 2-0. Look, guys, don't waste my time. Let's go. 2-0 the count. Mead waits with a 2-0 count. The set by Savoda. Blake delivers. Up high, 3-0. What? No appeal? 3-0 the count. You don't mess with this broadcast. 3-0 the count. Morissetti on deck. 3-0 to John. Takes a strike right down the heart. 3-1 the count. One out. Base is empty. John drives off the bat. Very light rain for the moment. Going to get a lot of rain here tomorrow, as a matter of fact. Oh, nobody's playing tomorrow. 3-1. Ball 4. Walk John Mead. John has become a guy that you don't want to deal with of late. Rob Morissetti, his first plate appearance of the day. Morissetti out of Gannon. Hitting .235. He's driven in 9. He has a double. He scored 5. Did not play yesterday, but Friday night went 1-for-2 with a couple of sacrifice flies, and Rob drove in 4 runs on Friday night. He was Joe's guest on the postgame show. Bats on the left side with that open stance. The pitch. Low and outside, 1-0 the count. Rain not heavy, it's light. but you would not call it intermittent. 1-0 the count. And the set by Savoda. Meade short lead at first. Down low, caught the plate, but was down at the ankles. 2-0 the count. So they play him shallow and left with Jackson. Deep in center, shallow and right. Middle infield double play depth with Holt, the shortstop, about 5 or 6 steps toward the bag at second. Harris even to the bag at third. 2-0 the count on Morissetti. The pitch to Rob. Checked it. Didn't go. 3-0 the count. Perks on deck. That means that, remember, at this moment, Dawson Bailey is the tying run in the hole. Crowd still very much into it. It's great to see a crowd into it. Every time we're here, they're into it. I have doubts other places. 3-0 the count. Mitch Hundley went out to talk to his pitcher, and Hundley said, you know, when I pitched against this team, which he did, he went 2 innings. I mentioned his top out number was 82. He gave up 2 hits and 1 run. 3-0 to Morissetti, the pitch. In there for a strike, he took the advice. It's 3-1. 3 balls and 1 strike. Next Saturday night, RBY, Roman Bravo Young. First 1,000 fans will get a bobblehead, and he'll be here. Ball 4, Morissetti's on board, first and second with one out. Here comes Perks, and that means the tying run is now on deck. So next Saturday night, Roman Bravo Young here, the national champ. He'll be signing autographs. Jeff De La Concha walks out, holds his hand out, says, I think it's raining. He's going to talk to Blake Svoboda. Gives us a chance to tell you more about RBY being here. First 1,000 fans will get a bobblehead. Fireworks after the game. RBY will be signing autographs and participating in the events of the night. Next Saturday at 6:35. And then Sunday's another Sunday fun day at 4:05, which will be our last 4:05 start of the regular season at home.
And the Spikes will be wearing those special hockey-inspired jerseys. Jersey off the back auction presented by PSECU, benefiting Children's Miracle Network, the great work done by CMN at Geisinger Janet Weiss Children's Hospital.
Look at the work they just did this week.
Absolutely.
With Ellison Oliverison.
Yep.
From Utah. They took him to Geisinger and Janet Weiss. And he's well on his road to recovery.
Yes, he is. And I think he said he should be released soon.
Yes. Pitch to Perks. Down in the dirt. Went through the 5-hole Hundley, but he quickly pounced on it. Went about maybe 3 or 4 feet. Look, I know. Okay?
Yes.
His son Chris was at Janet Weiss.
Yep.
By the way, he starts teaching class tomorrow in Woodbridge. 7th and 8th graders. So, obviously, Janet Weiss did great work. I can personally attest to it. Geisinger Medical Center. That's why I'm more than proud to tell you every time that ball goes near the Geisinger Champions Club.
Absolutely.
1-0 the count. First and second, one out. Meade's on second, Morissetti on first. 1-0 to Brody Perks. And the pitch. In tight to Brody, 2-0. He's driven in a run with a fielder's choice, which was his 10th RBI of this season. Brody is 0-for-2. He also walked back in the third. 2-0 the count. Dawson Bailey, the tying run on deck. First and second, one out. Bottom of the ninth inning, 6-2 cutters. Svoboda goes set and delivers. Up high, 3-0. One other note, and it's not a note we're happy to pass along, but we pass it along for information purposes only. The outstanding closer for Williamsport, Christian Lopez, is probably done for the season. And you know me, I hate saying stuff like that. Don't want to say it, but it's a fact. In other words, he's not available.
Yes.
3-0 the count. Perks waits in the right-handed box. And we just do it for information purposes so you, the fan, know. 3-0. Up high, ball four. Bases loaded. He walks Perks on four pitches. Jesse Litch is coming out. And the move has been made. Blake Swoboda will go a third of an inning. He will walk three and exit. So to the bullpen they go. And the tying run will be at the plate. And just to throw a little more into it, the guy on deck is named Marcus Page. They'll go with a right-hander. Jesse Litch will exit. So again, the Holidays Bird game tomorrow with Massapequa, New York, is going to be at 11 a.m. because they don't want to be playing any games at Lamadie or Volunteer tonight because of the Red Sox-Orioles game. That's the focal point.
Exactly, and all the little leaguers will be there. It's always great to see them. They've already, I've seen already some of the Red Sox and Orioles engaging in some of the cardboard hill sliding races with some of the little leaguers and the fans that are there already in South Williamsport ahead of the game at historic Bowman Field where the final preparations have been made this morning.
Looks like Jesse Bolt.
Yep.
Is the guy. Bolt has had mixed success with the Spikes. I think that would be fair to...
I would agree with that statement.
And I think Jesse would tell you that's fair. He has had mixed results against the Spikes so far. He inherits bases loaded, one out in the bottom of the ninth with a 6-2 lead. And he goes through his final warm-ups here. The steady rain right now, but it's not heavy. It's a light rain. There, a lot of fans are still sitting in their seats.
Yeah.
Many others have gone, obviously, underneath the concourse.
Yeah, but there are definitely the ponchos out. They want to be sure, and they're here until the very end for their Spikes. We know the super fans are leading the way. They haven't retreated one bit.
Bailey is 0 for 4. Flew out to center his last time. He's also grounded out twice, struck out, swinging back in the third. He's got the bases loaded. He's driven in five this year. Bases loaded, one out. Meade's on third, Morissetti on second, and Perks on first. There's a gap on that left side as Harris guards the line. Bailey takes a strike, get his 0-1. Outfield is straight away, deep, no doubles defense. Harris is guarding the line at third. Middle infield at double play depth, which creates that gap on the left side. 0-1. Bolt delivers. Outside corner for a strike, 0-2. That was right on the edge. Page hit a grand slam, by the way, last year. He's on deck. Thought I'd mention it. 0-2 the count. Bailey waits. And the pitch. Call strike three. Got him. Big strikeout for Jesse Bolt. Two outs. Marcus Page is 1-for-4. His last two at-bats. A double that bounced over the wall to the batter's eye in center. His last time up, he drove him to the base of the wall in center. He had a grand slam a year ago. Bases loaded. He tied a game with a homer to right here last week. The pitch up high and tight, 1-0 the count. That home run that he sliced down the line and right was in the ninth inning. Bases loaded, two outs. Tying run and Marcus Page at the plate. Jesse Bolt goes set. 1-0. Swing and a foul tip into the mitt. It's 1-1. Wind blowing to left about 5-10. Light rain falling here at the ballpark. Game hangs in the balance. 6-2 cutters. Two outs, bottom of the ninth. Bases loaded. Page with a 1-1 count. Bolt waits and delivers. Breaking ball inside. 2-1 the count. Trent Taylor on deck. Meade's on third. Morissetti's on second. Perks on first. Two gone. 2-1 the count to Marcus Page. That big right-handed bat waits. Bolt goes set and delivers. Swing and a miss on a high fastball at the letters. It's even at 2-2. 89 in that fastball. Sure it looked tempting that time. 2-2 the count. Marcus hitting 302. He's driven in a dozen. Third in the league in slugging percentage. Right now needs to come up with a big hit here. Harris guarding that line at third. The set by Bolt and the 2-2 to Page coming up. On its way. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him. The ball game is over. And Jesse Bolt comes out of the bullpen. And Harris bases loaded and one out. And strikes out back-to-back hitters to end it. And the Cutters win 2 out of 3 in the series. We'll be back to wrap it up in a moment on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine. Official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
I was probably in junior high. I really liked fixing things, and I still do, and orthopedics allows us to do that.
From a childhood dream to becoming one of the top orthopedic surgeons at Penn State Sports Medicine, Dr. Paul Scherbondi shares his journey.
I found over the years that I've become more of what I would call the family team orthopedic doctor. I do a lot of intergenerational care. I take care of grandma, dad. Dad may have a torn rotator cuff. Grandma needs a total knee. And then I'll see junior with a broken arm. To have the ability to take care of families is very rewarding. And to have a grandma bring their grandchild in to see you is an endorsement of your skills as a physician.
Penn State Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of any age or activity level. Call 814-865-3566 for an appointment.
Pennsylvanians are creating their own soundtrack. Thanks to PA Lottery Scratch-Offs, excitement's back. Pennies, nickels, dimes, or quarters, no matter your choice, scratching's always in order. With big top prizes and second chance drawings, thrills await. They're out there calling if it's excitement you seek. And you're looking for action? Play the PA Lottery. And keep on scratching. Must be 18 or older. Please play responsibly. Benefits older Pennsylvanians every day.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences, too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
The State College Spikes finish the summer with an 8-game homestand from August 27th all the way to September 4th. Enjoy two great bobblehead giveaways. Roman Bravo Young on the 27th, presented by the McClure Company, and Michael Motti, September 3rd, presented by Penn State Health, with appearances by both on their bobblehead night. Plus, there's two more fireworks from the field shows, a Spikes hockey jersey off the back auction, presented by PSECU, to benefit Children's Miracle Network, and much more. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Here at the ballpark today, we got the entire game in. And, again, started on time, 99.3% of the time. The game starts on time here, 99.9% of the time it goes all the way through. After 16 years of saying it, just so you know, right? Don't say, well, I don't know. The weather's kind of wet. 99.3% of the time, the game starts on time.
Yep.
And 99.9% of the time, the whole game gets in.
Yep.
Today started at 4:05.
Yep.
Let me look at my schedule. Oh, it's a 4:05 start. And the game, it looks like it's done. Amazing how that happens.
That indeed is.
But we just want to remind you that. Come on out. Just have fun. Yeah. Jeez. That's what we want you to do is have fun. All right. 6 runs, 10 hits, an error. The Cutters left 5. Spikes had 2 runs, 4 hits, 2 errors. They left 9. Nick Meyer was outstanding again. Opening 6, gave up 2 hits, 1 unearned run, struck out 7, and walked 3. That's 2 straight performances against the Spikes where Meyer has pitched really well. He's only given up 5 hits in those last 2 outings, and he's gone 12 innings total in those 2 games. Meyer's record goes to 5-2 on the year. Brendan Nowell pitched well again. I mean, well again. But he ended up on the losing side. He's now 1-3. Time of the game exactly 3 hours today. And the Spikes now have now drawn 89,479 on the season. So with 8 games in the homestand coming up, you look at next weekend with RBY being here on Saturday night, that's going to draw a crowd. Get your tickets now, because the Spikes, I'm going to say by the time we get to the Tuesday game with Mahoning Valley, you're going to go over the 100,000 mark, which means there's still 5 other games after that.
Yes.
So they're at 89,479. That means they are only 10,521 away from getting to 100,000. So next Saturday, it will be Roman Bravo Young here participating, signing autographs to go up in conjunction with the RBY, the Roman Bravo Young bobblehead, to the first 1,000 fans. So you want to be here early. And I keep telling Joe, this isn't voting, be early and often. But Joe, I mean, just show up once. All right. I mean, this isn't Chicago on election day. Okay? So just be here early.
Yes.
All right, on Saturday at 6:35, the gates open at 5:30 on Saturday.
Yep.
And then Sunday's another Sunday fun day. And then Michael Marty's bobbleheads the next weekend.
Oh, yeah.
We got the hockey jersey off-the-back auction Saturday as well.
Sunday.
That'll be on Sunday. So 2 great days back-to-back. You're going to want those hockey jerseys.
Yes, indeed. It's presented by PSECU, benefiting Children's Miracle Network, the great work done by CMN at Geisinger, Janet Weiss Children's Hospital. And, of course, that's on the LiveSource app. You can put your bids in through the app, and you can do it from anywhere. And remember, last Jersey Out the Back auction we had raised the most money for a single Paint the Park Pink Night ever. And we can't wait to see the generosity that Spikes fans will have for the hockey jersey off the back auction, which will be taking place with the jerseys being worn Sunday the 28th.
Old time hockey, Joe.
Oh, that's right. Eddie Shore.
The Carlson brothers. Well, I guess in the movie they're the Hanson brothers.
Yes.
But see, I know them as the Carlson brothers.
Yes.
Because they played literally, and I kid you not, in the WHA for the Minnesota Fighting Saints.
And they put the fighting in Fighting Saints.
One night at the Hartford Civic Center, Nick Fatiu.
Yes.
Okay. Who ended up eventually with the Rangers.
Yep.
But Fatiu would go out, he'd fight anybody. Joe Frazier on skates, he'd fight him. All right? He took on the Carlsons all by himself, right? The fans loved it.
Oh, yeah.
But, yes, hockey jersey off the back auction next Sunday, 4:05. RBY here next Saturday, 6:35. 814-272-1711. Buy, print, download, statecollegespikes.com. Go to the box office or walk up. This would be one I'd like to get my tickets ahead of time, though.
I believe so, especially Saturday the 27th, RBY bobblehead. Make sure you're here early as well. Gates open for the general public at 5:30. But if you're a season ticket holder or if you've got group tickets, you're part of a group, you get early admission, which means you're first in line to get that bobblehead.
Absolutely, you can do that. That'll be great. The Spikes are on the road. Off day tomorrow on the road to Eastwood Field to take on Mahoning Valley. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Joe and I will go up to Williamsport on Friday, which will be our last trip there for the season. And then we're back here on Saturday at 6:35 with RBY and Sunday for the hockey jersey off the back auction to benefit Janet Weiss Children's Hospital at the wonderful Geisinger Medical Center in Danville. Final here, 6-2. Cutters win it. Joe will talk to you. I won't. I've been banned. I'm kidding. They didn't ban me there. Okay. Ever tell you the story about going to Eastwood? Right? We had a game at Eastwood, doing the game there. And Sirius XM called. Now, Chris Childers, who's on Sirius XM now with Rick Neuheisel from 10 to 1.
Yes.
Right? On Full Ride. Childers at that point was doing the nighttime show.
Yes.
And he said, can you come on with me and do the 10 o'clock spot? And I'm like, okay, I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I was doing the game.
Yes.
The game's going along. I'm off the air at 9:55. Hello, Chris. Eastwood Field memories. Joe will be there Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Then we go to Bowman on Friday. Boy, one more time to see that thing.
Yes.
I don't mean Bowman. Bowman's nice.
Bowman is nice. Boomer. Boomer's another story.
I've used enough words. Here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.